listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. You're watching us on band.video and infowars.com. Thank you so much for joining us today. Very, very good show I have for you. Of course, we're going to be talking about the new developments with COVID-19, the new mask mandates, the new insanity. We'll be talking all about that and hopefully getting to the bottom. What is behind this so-called Delta variant that seems to be causing so much trouble around the world? We'll be showing you a lot of great videos for you today. We'll also be welcoming a very special guest, Teddy Daniels, for Congress. His latest advertising campaign for his run has really been making waves on Twitter. We'll talk to him. The commercial is, I think it's really great. But a lot of people are asking, a lot of people are suspicious. We've been burned too many times. Republicans that look great on paper and then once they get into office, turn around. So we'll be putting Teddy Daniels through the ringer. Kidding, of course. I think he looks great. He sounds great. The message that he is promoting is exactly in line with what we here at InfoWars believe. So hopefully he's the real deal. We'll find out later today when we talk to him. We'll also be welcoming Greg Reese at 10:30 to talk about his latest piece with InfoWars, American Gulag. Really great little segment. Maybe we'll be taking your calls during that hour. I think what I'll do is I'll try to take as many calls as possible during the second hour. First hour, I'll cover some of these major stories. Second hour, take as many of your calls as possible. Then maybe in the third hour, we'll either take your calls or we'll just take questions from callers. You can call in and ask your question, and maybe I'll just, pose that question to Teddy Daniels or Greg Reese. We'll figure out how it goes. We'll be taking your calls throughout the show today as well. We'll also be talking about what is behind the insane drug overdoses in San Francisco. This is just one of the stories on my desk, and just take a look at this chart of drug overdoses per 100,000 people in San Francisco. It absolutely skyrockets following 2016. This person says, I used to work in VC. I've never seen a hockey stick chart like this before. Not sure handing people free needles, cash in hotel rooms in the middle of an open air drug market is working out so well. Gee, you don't say. Truly incredible. But it's not just the fact that San Francisco supports and even contributes to this behavior. There's something else behind it, even more pernicious. Stay tuned to find out what that is. Of course, one of the top stories from today, and we'll be covering it from all different directions, are the so-called vaccine mandates, with Joe Biden yesterday during a speech saying he wasn't sure if the federal government could mandate vaccines. I have my own response to this, but I'd like to go to a man named Ricky Lee. He's a ex-Marine, and here's his response to this idea of mandated vaccines. Here it is.
This post is probably going to get me in trouble, but I heard someone say that if they try to force vaccinations on people, we need to flee to the wilderness. I'm not fleeing nowhere. It's been a few years, but I think I still got it in me.
Here, he's picking up his Marine uniform.
I don't use my military background for praises. I don't do that. Most of you didn't even know that I served in the Marine Corps, and that's fine. I don't really care nothing about all of that. But if you try to force something on me, I'm not running anywhere. I'm going to kill you. And I won't think nothing else about it.
Yeah, I fully endorse that message. Really, really great stuff. My response was a little bit more visceral, a little bit more angry, but I like the calm, cool, collected. Just try it, man. See what happens. It's fantastic. Quickly, before we go to break, clip number 5. What do you think the secret to life is?
Secret to life is...
The secret. Ain't no secret. Stop being disobedient to the Almighty. Period.
That's it. It's over. End of life advice. We'll be right back with your Daily Dispatch. Stay tuned.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here, the host of the InfoWars War Room, and I am very excited about our latest supplement addition to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I've been supplementing with greens, fibers, and vegetable capsules for a long time, and so I was excited to hear that we were adding our own greens fiber caps to InfoWarsStore.com. But then I read the ingredients, and I was blown away. Listen to this. Organic pea fiber, organic alfalfa leaf, organic wheatgrass leaf, organic cilantro leaf, organic kale leaf, organic flax sprout, organic quinoa sprout. Ladies and gentlemen, all of these things are so incredible for your health. Just one of these ingredients can be a life-changing supplement for your health, and we've packed it all in to fiber green caps at InfoWarsStore.com. So I'm excited to add this to my supplement routine every day. I suggest that you do the same thing, and right now it's at an introductory price of $19.95. That's 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. Very big show we have for you today. Some great guests, some fantastic videos, some absolutely bonkers headlines. Let's get right into them as we begin, as we always do, with our Daily Dispatch. Here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for Friday, July 30th, 2021. Gibraltar, Iceland see massive COVID spike despite over 90% of the population being vaccinated. Stats coming out of several countries show vaccinated people are spreading COVID-19 as evidence mounts that the vaccine is actually causing viral variants and infections just as experts predicted. In Gibraltar, a peninsula in Spain, almost 99% of the population is fully vaccinated. That is according to information provided by Google. And yet, since June 1st, when 99% of the population was fully vaccinated, they've seen new COVID cases increase more than 2,500%. Truly incredible. Similar stats out of Iceland and even out of Israel. On Tuesday, it was reported by Israeli media that people who were already infected with COVID were seven times less likely to be reinfected than those who were vaccinated, speaking to the power of natural immunity. We're also seeing this phenomenon in places like India, where a small portion of the population is vaccinated, but a much larger portion has immunity because of natural immunity from actually being introduced to the virus itself. And it's apparently much more effective. But don't let a little bit of facts and logic get in the way of your worldwide tyrannical lockdown, as Iceland's chief epidemiologist suggests COVID-19 restrictions could last up to 15 years. That's right. The doctor who serves as the chief epidemiologist of the Icelandic Directorate of Health was quizzed by a journalist on how long the rule should continue. And he asked, if there is no clear way out of the epidemic now that measures are being proposed despite vaccinations, and whether we could be on the verge of restrictions over the next 5, 10, or 15 years, his response was in the affirmative. Of course, this article from Infowars.com goes on to note that many others, such as Communist Party members in the UK, say they want things like social distancing and mask mandates to last forever. 15 years, just 15 years to slow the spread. That is the new rallying cry. Biden, as I mentioned before, also wants national vaccine mandates, while ruling that all federal employees, as well as all active duty military and veterans health workers, will be mandated to take coronavirus vaccines. Joe Biden admitted he'd like to see the entire U.S. mandated to take the shots. We'll express to him what we think about that a little bit later in the program. But of course, for now, they're using private companies, private organizations to enforce the mandates they would like to see fulfilled, enforced at the barrel of a gun with the full force and weight of the federal government behind it. But the federal government itself is not being as capitulating as Joe Biden might like. Going postal, that's the headline from InfoWars.com. American Postal Worker Union rejects Biden vaccine mandate after Joe Biden decreed Thursday that anyone working for the U.S. government will be forced to take the vaccine. The backlash began almost immediately with the American Postal Workers Union issuing a statement of defiance, saying, quote, while the APWU leadership continues to encourage postal workers to get voluntarily vaccinated. It is not the role of the federal government to mandate vaccines for the employees we represent. It says issues related to vaccinations and testing for COVID-19 in the workplace must be negotiated with the union. At this time, the union opposes the mandating of COVID-19 vaccines in relation to U.S. postal workers. I'll tell you, folks, with the U.S. Postal Worker Union standing up to Joe Biden and the coal miners union standing up to BlackRock, I'm becoming a union man. I have to say, I am now awakening to the value of unions as they actually seemingly are fulfilling their purpose in certain ways instead of just acting as a consolidating power source for the nefarious. Fox and WaPo are actually demanding data from the CDC this time to back up their new guidance. Story from Postmillennial. New CDC guidelines states masks must be worn in indoor public settings in areas of substantial or high transmission, regardless of whether individuals are vaccinated or not, citing the possibility for vaccinated people to transmit the Delta variant of the coronavirus. According to their website, when the guidance was released on Tuesday, the CDC cited simply CDC COVID-19 response team unpublished data 2021. That was the citation for this decision. And now the Washington Post and Fox News is actually asking them to back up this tyrannical nonsense. Of course, we covered yesterday how the scientific study they based the mask mandate on was not peer-reviewed and was, in fact, outright rejected by the peer-review process until the CDC needed it to be true, in which point it was revised and suddenly accepted into the peer-review process because, again, science is whatever they say it is. Capitol cops are ordered to arrest staff and visitors who refuse to wear masks, but now they're backing down. U.S. police, Capitol Police backed down and said they would ask people in the House of Representatives not wearing a face covering to leave instead of arresting them. Disobeying Lady Pelosi. The queen, the ice queen Pelosi, wanted them to arrest anybody that dared disobey her completely unscientific and arbitrary orders. And Republicans called her bluff. We'll show you a video from Thomas Massie doing exactly that. As Thomas Massie taunts Pelosi, quote, arrest my entire staff. We are not wearing masks. And this became a big point of contention. Again, we'll show you some statements from Republicans as to how they feel being treated like all the rest of Americans are being treated. 1.6 billion disposable masks entered our oceans in 2020. Following the World Health Organization's formal declaration of the COVID-19 pandemic, governments around the world quickly mandated the use of face masks in public spaces. This led to a massive demand shock, prompting factories to begin producing disposable masks at full capacity. The majority of these masks were produced in China, and in April 2020, the country reported a staggering daily production of 450 million masks. In Ocean Asia's 2020 report, Masks on the Beach, researchers developed a formula to provide reasonable estimates for the number of disposable masks entering the environment. And suffice it to say, it's billions upon billions upon billions, and the plastics that these masks are made out of will degrade at about the same rate as a plastic bottle, meaning they are practically perpetual and are now littering our ocean. But don't worry, it's not climate change, so we don't have to do anything about it. Delta COVID-19 variant shed by vaccinated people spreads like chickenpox, CDC documents suggest. Most of these stories are from Infowars.com. You can find the articles there. The Delta COVID-19 strain spreads as easily as chickenpox, with fully vaccinated people also transmitting the virus, the Washington Post has reported, citing an internal document from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention expected to be published later on Friday. It's kind of interesting, isn't it? Delta variant has a transmissibility almost as high as chickenpox. Chickenpox, which is, you know, a variant of shingles, which itself is a side effect of the COVID vaccine. Is it all coming full circle, folks? I hope so. Again, we'll dig into this later in the program. From RT, porn for children, journalist and daughter of former Tory MP tweets and then deletes this immodest proposal. After proposing the creation of entry-level porn for teens, British journalist Flora Gill deleted her tweets and then asked that they be forgotten. As the daughter of the former Tory MP Amber Rudd found out, Twitter isn't all that forgiving. Hear me out, Gill tweeted on Thursday, proposing that, quote, somebody needs to create porn for children. Teenagers are already watching pornography, she argued, but all they see are hardcore, aggressive videos that give a terrible view of sex. What they need are entry-level porn. A little beginner's porn. Just sixed up. But the funniest part is that she then deletes it and then says things. I don't know if I can find her actual tweet in this one, but she's like, I think if someone tweets something and then deletes it, you shouldn't screenshot it and spread it around. That's not right. It's like, well, you shouldn't say ridiculous bullcrap, and then people won't want to screenshot it to mock you and make fun of you and point out how you represent a symptom of a degenerate and destructive culture that is now occupying the highest realms of our leadership in our country and countries around the Western world. Truly incredible. We'll finish up with the Daily Dispatch on the other side. Stay with us. Stories about the story's just crazy. We'll tease you with it. Clinton ally dim mega donor found guilty of drugging two men to death. Another says he feeds on the energy of the victims. Yeah, literal pedophile vampires running our country. One of the best friends of Hillary Clinton.
But I'll tell you who's got five-star ratings when it comes to customer service. I'll tell you who built his network and infrastructure and has thousands of employees here in the United States and sources materials all over North America and from Africa as well, which he's proud of. That's where you get the good cotton, and then they put it together here in the United States. And that is Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is a patriot. Mike Lindell is fighting. He is bold, and he's got his products in stock ready to ship to you. When you use promo code Alex, you get the best specials they've got, up to 66% off with promo code Alex. Whether it's their entire line of sheets or human beds that are revolutionary and very, very popular, or animal beds for dogs and cats, or the great towels or the pillows that they're best known for. And he's done great. His people are great. They've really come through and taken us out of the red into the black. So thank you all for shopping at MyPillow.com, up to 66% off with promo code Alex.
The biosecurity state is here. It's an anti-human eugenics operation, training us that humans are dirty, bad, and evil. The corrupt puppet Prime Minister of Canada, who says he admires the communist dictatorship of Xi Jinping and wishes to make Canada the same, has announced that they're buying vaccines for every person in the country all the way out to 2024, and that in 2024 you will again take two shots. And he says it'll be whatever Pfizer cooks up and wants to put in your body. This is the Rockefeller Foundation. They developed this whole plan with Bill Gates. They're now implementing it, and now they've announced that U.S. policy is set by the private Rockefeller Foundation. Of course, the Rockefeller Foundation, by the 30s, was the main funder of Adolf, Alois Hitler, and the eugenics at Cold Springs Harbor that trained the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Germany. InfoWars will continue to steadfastly fight this. I don't know how long we can. The enemy's coming for us all now. God bless and good luck. I would, again, get right with God right now.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on, but let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us, and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products, plus they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this epic journey into the very heart of darkness as we delve once again into the lies, misinformation, and straight-up gaslighting of the mainstream media. We continue through our daily dispatch here. Clinton ally Dim mega donor found guilty of drugging two men to death. Another says he feeds on energy of victim. Ed Buck, the Democrat mega donor who gave to both failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and President Barack Obama, was convicted of 9 felonies earlier this week relating to the deaths of 2 men in his apartment. Buck has donated over $500,000 to prominent Democrats and has hosted them over at his home, and was very well intertwined with the Democrat upper echelon. The story at nationalfile.com. Prosecutors proved that Buck lured black men to his home for the purpose of drugging them heavily with methamphetamine and having sex with them. In some instances, the prosecutor notes, Buck injected victims with drugs intravenously in a practice known as slamming. The Department of Justice press release explains that Buck exerted power and control over his victims, typically targeting individuals who are destitute, homeless, or struggling with drug addiction. After luring them to his apartment with promises of money, drugs, and gay activity, Buck prepared syringes containing methamphetamine, sometimes personally injecting the victims with or without their consent. Buck also injected victims with more narcotics than they expected and sometimes injected victims while they were unconscious. As the victim was not interested in using drugs, Buck would withhold or reduce their pay. At least 2 men died while at Buck's apartment. I don't know. Sounds like a Democrat to me. We'll actually get more into this a little bit later. I'll let you finish your breakfast first before we get too much into this and just talk about the psychological mechanisms behind something like this. What would drive somebody to want to feel the power of killing people and feeding off of their energy? But remember, QAnon, totally fake. Totally fake. The elites do not suck the blood of their, you know, the blood of innocence to gain their energy. I mean, they do sometimes. I mean, this guy got caught doing that, but it's still a conspiracy theory, obviously. Biden administration takes action against Cuban refugees in a 21-foot vessel trying to flee the communist hellhole, but all other fake refugees are welcome. The Biden administration this week announced the repatriation of more than 24 Cuban refugees fleeing their country's oppressive communist regime after they were caught attempting to navigate Florida waters. So in other words, the one place where we actually should be taking refugees from, we are not. No, no. If you want to go from the Congo and travel up through South America and wait till your wife gets pregnant and then take a bus to the Rio Grande, we'll open the door and welcome you in and put you right on a bus and ship you to Iowa. Why not? Those are refugees. Those are asylum seekers. Total bullcrap, right? Meanwhile, you have people fashioning together a raft made out of trash in order to brave the shark-infested waters of the Gulf of Mexico to get to Florida, and the Biden administration is just going to send them back to the regime that will likely imprison and possibly kill them for the attempt. Utterly brutal and inconsistent and nonsensical, and shows the lie of all that. And it's almost like they're doing it on purpose, right? They're like, yeah, we have to let in 200,000 random people from Haiti and the Congo and Brazil and wherever else they come from, every month. Every month we are going to let 100,000, 200,000 of these people in. We're going to give them money. We're going to give them plane tickets. We're not even going to ask an ID or even give them a court date because they're refugees and asylum seekers. But if it's people literally fleeing for their lives from an actual repressive, destructive, oppressive communist government, we're going to send them back. It's like they're mocking us, right? It's like they're letting us know that everything that they say is bullcrap and they're going to do it anyway and there's nothing we can do about it. They're mocking us when they do this sort of stuff. And likely committing these actual freedom fighters, people actually seeking asylum from a tyrannical government, sending them to their death. So there it is. MyPillow founder Mike Lindell pulls ads from Fox News after network refuses to run ads for his August symposium. That's right. Mike Lindell has pulled ads from Fox News, which is probably a very large blow to Fox News, considering that you see the MyPillow ad just about every break on Fox News. But hey, Mike Lindell just hooked up with InfoWars. Maybe we'll start running his ads. I don't know. I think that'd be pretty fun. I think that'd be pretty interesting. Mike Lindell's Sioux Falls, South Dakota Cyber Composium is scheduled for August 10 through 12. You didn't have to pay me for that, Mike. I'll just advertise your symposium for free because we like you and we like what you do and we want conservatives to get together at places like symposiums and strategize how we win this country back. So there you go, Mike. No need to pay for this endorsement. Sioux Falls, South Dakota Cyber Composium, August 10th through 12th. Sign up now. Finally, this Chuck Schumer says climate crisis will be worse than COVID unless Dems pass the infrastructure bill. That's a threat, folks. That's Chuck Schumer making a threat against you. Truly incredible. He recently claimed the Democrat infrastructure bill isn't passed, that climate change is going to be worse than COVID. That doesn't even make sense. What does an infrastructure bill have to do with climate change? Nothing. None of this has anything to do with climate change. Just like the mask mandates don't have anything to do with COVID. They don't help. They don't prevent transmission. It's about submission. It's about power. It's about control. It's about using whatever watchword activates the fear reaction in your brain that allows them to override your logic. Truly, truly incredible. We have actually a few more stories here. Breaking from raw alerts on Twitter, radioactive material missing en route to Michigan, NRC says. The radioactive material source was iridium-192, was headed to Michigan from an Ohio company, but it never made it to its destination, according to a filing by the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission. This is the only mention of this on the internet that I've been able to find, but we're going to look into this and hopefully get some more information as kind of a big deal. Kind of a big deal. Radioactive material going missing en route. Sounds like some sort of Mission Impossible plot has been playing out in Michigan. Who knows what nefarious actors now have their hands on that iridium 192. Finally, our last story. Texas Governor Abbott bans ground transportation of migrants to stop the spread of COVID at the border. To stop the spread of COVID. Okay. All right. Not the fact that this is an invasion going on, not the fact that there are millions upon millions of foreigners pouring into our country. That's not why we're stopping. No, we're going to stop them for COVID. Okay. All right. Whatever excuse you need to use, Greg, you know, whatever excuse you need to put forward to mollify the yipping hyenas on the left, you could just enforce the law. You could just do what is right for your state and your country without concern of what the traitorous scumbags who hate us think about it. You could just do that. You could just stop the onslaught. You could just put a break in this flow because it's the law, because it's our country, because it's the border, and because you're the governor. But no, because of COVID. It's because of COVID-19 that we need to stop it. That's the solution. Okay. All right, folks. We're going to get into this a lot more, into all of these stories and more. Show you some great videos and fantastic guests all ahead on American Journal. InfoWarsStore.com is where you go to support us. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, This unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high-quality foods, three-month, six-month year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high-quality storable food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week, so take action now while you still can. I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket at InfoWarsStore.com. We finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones at 50% off, $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them for $14.95 because I want you to get them and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jacob in Ohio, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living in a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence, get the product, support the info. War.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products. Alpha Power, even at 29, if you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it definitely works. It's not a joke.
Yeah. Absolutely.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWars.com, band.video. InfoWars Store is where you go to support everything that we do here. And, you know, sometimes in the morning, if I'm running a little bit late, don't have time to make any food or anything, I'll stop at a gas station on the way in. I grab one of those little prepared meals. You know, it's got the crackers and the Lunchables, I think they're called. Yes, I'll eat a Lunchable for breakfast. I'm not a big fan of breakfast food. But today, I'm talking to the lady at the gas station. She says, yeah, you know, I ordered Lunchables and they didn't have any. What do you mean they didn't have, what do you mean they didn't have any? She's like, yeah, they didn't have any. They said they're not going to have any for a long time. She said it's like that with a lot of products right now. Coca-Cola, like sodas and like all sorts of other stuff. She's just like, I tried to get it from the supplier. The supplier just says I don't have it and, we don't know when we're going to get it. It's just like, oh, that's kind of concerning. That's a little interesting. And of course, now you have things like this. Fed's Powell says inflation could be higher and more persistent than expectations. In other words, the reality is they've been lying to you. Because whose expectations are they talking about? They're talking about the expectations of people like us here at InfoWars. We've been telling you the inflation is going to rise, it's going to be intense, and it's here to stay. So our expectation is that it's going to be very high. Meanwhile, the people at the Fed and people at the White House and the people in Wall Street have been saying, don't worry about it. No, it's just temporary, transitional, you know, it'll go away. It's nothing to worry about. Don't pay attention. It's actually a good thing, you hear from certain leftist magazines. So when they say higher than expectations, they mean up to this point, we've been lying to you about what's going to happen. And now we're going to start to reveal to you that, yes, because of our machinations, we here at the Fed have caused massive inflation that will continue and grow moving forward. So this is going to get real, folks, and it's going to get more intense as the time goes forward. So, you know, I don't know, you know, what makes us the most money on info. Like, it's not about that. It's about what you actually need for the time coming forward. And what you're going to need, unfortunately, is things like storable food, is preparedness, supplies. And, you know, I don't know what's going to happen with the Arizona audit, but a lot of people behind the scenes are talking about this as if they 100% fully have all of the evidence they need to show that the election was in fact stolen. If that's the case, and if the evidence is as damning as the rumors are saying, you can expect the deep state to have a very negative reaction to it. It may be so far as to stage some sort of cyber attack in order to shut down the internet, in order to prevent this information from getting out, the internet kill switch that we've warned about for so long, or, you know, a false flag event just to dominate the news cycle. They have all sorts of weapons in their toolkit, none of which will help you out in your daily life. So we really need to know that in the next month or two, we're in a serious false flag danger zone area that may see our ability to communicate almost cut off entirely. So you need to be making preparations now, whether that's buying storable food in case the supply chain truly breaks down and you're actually unable to get food to sustain yourself. It's like, you know, you need water filters, you need food, you need the basic supplies to survive, but you also need to be able to communicate. You need to be able to correspond, network, get together to defend yourself, perhaps, if things really break down fully. And you need to do that before the collapse happens, right? You know, once the internet goes down, it's too late to go, hey, I better get the phone number of the guys I was chatting with on Facebook. No, you need to get that now, just like you need to get the storable food now, because by the time that you're showing up at the store to find that the shelves are bare, which is a very disconcerting condition, might I add, that we experienced here in Texas with the big freeze several months ago. Very strange to go to Target or Walmart and find it picked bare, with hundreds of people milling around, like looking for just that last can of beets at the bottom of the shelf. That's what it was like. I've said it before. Literally had people texting me saying, hey, man, do you know where I can get food and water? That was 2 weeks with a bit of snow. Things can go downhill very quickly, and by the time they do, it's too late to make preparations. So make preparations now, and worst case scenario, or best case scenario, not sure which it is in this case, but I guess best case scenario is nothing happens. It doesn't collapse. We actually pull ourselves out of this. We're able to weather the storm that the globalists are putting us under. And in that case, hey, you've got some extra storable food that's delicious and ready to eat, and we'll store for 20 years. So it's a win-win all around, and it's really a win-win-win-win-win because you support us as you prepare yourself. InfoWarsStore.com. And yeah, folks, we've got more stories about that later in the program as well. My goodness, we have a lot of videos to show you. I'm going to go to clip number 4 by Tucker Carlson, because this clip is amazing, I have to say. This is Tucker Carlson arguing with Geraldo Rivera. And I thought this was fake at first, because the Geraldo's like not reacting to Tucker, and what Tucker's saying is so like aggressive. It was almost like, wow, is this an edit is this a splice of some sort? Like, this can't be real, because Tucker's being brutal. He brutalizes Geraldo Rivera right here, but he does it in the most cheerful way. Tucker Carlson truly has leveled up in my book. He sort of shed the gloves, shed the mask, and he's just going, you know, bare fist, no holds barred, take him to the mat and leave him there type of argumentation. This is incredible, and he's right. And so, of course, he should have the righteous anger that empowers his voice. Here it is, Tucker Carlson arguing and really humiliating Geraldo Rivera. Clip number four.
Hey, Tuck, you know, it's a subject near and dear to my heart.
Yeah.
I am glad that you didn't lead with the migrants bringing COVID in, as too many reports that I've seen in recent days do, because those overblown health fears are the xenophobic reaction to immigrants since the Irish in the 19th century.
You can get arrested for not wearing a mask in this country. Oh, spare me.
The Chinese in the 1880s, the Italians in the turn of the century, the Jews from Eastern Europe from the pogroms. They were all bringing smallpox. They were all bringing tuberculosis.
You know, Geraldo, we live in a country where we are being forced to take a vaccine that some people, newsflash, don't want to take, that Americans can be arrested for not wearing a mask because COVID is so serious, but foreign nationals break our laws carrying COVID and somehow they're exempt from the requirements that we live under? That's not xenophobia. That's equal application of the law, and it's not happening now. And it's an appalling double standard that every American, including you, should be mad about.
Well, I'm mad about exaggeration and hype.
It's a policy. They are not forcing. Look, if you work in the federal government, you have to get the vaccine. But if you break our laws as an illegal alien, you don't. Why don't you explain why that's a good idea to me?
Well, I don't think the segment's about me. I would be glad to, but
it's
I think I would rather
now
refer
about
to
Jesse
be the subject. Yes.
Okay. And
how great is that? Here's the article from, Daily Wire. I just threw up in my mouth. Tucker Carlson clashes with Geraldo Rivera over illegal immigrants bringing in COVID-19. And yeah, he's exactly right. And, Tucker's just great, man. That's how you do it. That's how you tell somebody to their face, like, shut up, liar. Shut up, hysterical disinformation artist, with a smile on your face and being on the same side at the end of the day. I want Tucker Carlson to run for president. I don't have faith in Trump. I don't have faith in DeSantis. I got faith in Tucker Carlson. That guy knows how to operate and scares the hell out of the left and is right about all of this stuff because he comes from a principled conservative American position. That's all it is. Whereas Geraldo Rivera is, maybe not the most loyal American out there. And is willing to lean on the, and it is so slimy what Geraldo Rivera is doing right there, right? These people that are crossing are not running from persecution. Unless they're from Venezuela or Cuba, they are not being hunted by their government. They do not qualify for asylum. They are taking advantage of your kindness, and there Geraldo Rivera is also leaning on that, basically making you feel like you're a bad person if you don't let yourself be abused and let yourself be taken advantage of. So, jump in a lake, Geraldo.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here, the host of the InfoWars War Room, and I am very excited about our latest supplement addition to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I've been supplementing with greens, fibers, and vegetable capsules for a long time, and so I was excited to hear that we were adding our own greens fiber caps to InfoWarsStore.com. But then I read the ingredients, and I was blown away. Listen to this. Organic pea fiber, organic alfalfa leaf, organic wheatgrass leaf, organic cilantro leaf, organic kale leaf, organic flax sprout, organic quinoa sprout. Ladies and gentlemen, all of these things are so incredible for your health. Just one of these ingredients can be a life-changing supplement for your health, and we've packed it all in to fiber green caps at InfoWarsStore.com. So I'm excited to add this to my supplement routine every day. I suggest that you do the same thing, and right now it's at an introductory price of $19.95. That's 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava Root Supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Jacob in Ohio, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living in a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence. Get the product. Support the info. War.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products, Alpha Power, even at 29. If you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it definitely works. It's not a joke.
Yeah. Absolutely.
There's one central fact of criminal psychology that criminologists all agree on, and that it's criminals are extremely pathological, even more than the general public. They do the same things over and over again, and criminals like to commit the same types of crimes over and over again. Well, guess what? It was Anthony Fauci and eugenicist globalists that ran the rollout of HIV and the mistreatment of it with AZT and other chemicals that actually killed more people than HIV. And they were the ones involved in viral research of viruses that would actually go attack the T lymphocytes in the body and create autoimmune disorders. The problem for them was the viruses would then break down and would be non-lethal down the road. That's why they need to roll out the COVID-19 and the vaccine, because now they admit the COVID-19 vaccine destroys your immune system, basically giving you the equivalent of HIV. That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Highly dangerous coronavirus research that was once banned at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. That research involved creating new deadly viruses that never existed before. Intelligence agencies are investigating whether such a virus may have leaked and resulted in a global pandemic. The person who knows more about this research than anyone is the top medical advisor to the president, Anthony Fauci. But when the outbreak of the pandemic exploded and the White House was sitting there wondering how it all started, Fauci did not once mention gain-of-function research or the other research activities at the Wuhan laboratory. It was left to others to slowly uncover. Gain-of-function research involves experiments that can increase transmissibility or the virulence of pathogens, of viruses. And that's what was going on in the Wuhan labs. It turns out that even when this worrying research was banned in the US back in 2014, US money was still continuing to flow through to China to fund the same research. And Fauci is the man responsible for this. He was the head of the NIH when the ban on this risky research was lifted in 2017.
Yeah, 2017. Yeah, that's from Sky News. Great point. A great point being made. And again, you know, we talk a lot about sort of how to prosecute, how to talk about how to figure out exactly who's guilty in this situation. and I've talked about, a lot with voter, voter election fraud was more where I made the comparison saying, look at this like a murder case. Look at who had the motive and the ability to do it and who's lacking of an alibi, right? Who benefited from this, right? Who's collecting the life insurance? Maybe they should be on the suspect list until you clear them, right? Who's benefiting from all of this? And one of the things you look at when you're investigating crimes is, did people happen to leave out information that would have pointed to them as the guilty suspect? And so as that Sky News report points out, Dr. Fauci never mentioned the fact that they were doing gain of function research. We had to get that out of him. It wasn't until, a year after the outbreak, when Tucker Carlson started making noise about it, when other people started, sounding off about this, that he was forced to sort of defend himself and talk about gain of function research and admit that, okay, it kind of was happening, but it's actually a good thing and you can't blame us. But yeah, as that Sky News reporter points out, wouldn't that be one of the first things you'd mention if you were really trying to get to the bottom of what was going on with COVID, unless you were trying to, hide that fact? Like if you're asking a murder suspect, what were you doing on Friday night? And they happened to leave out the fact that they went to the Dollar General and were there having an interaction with the person who then later died. Oh, they just left. I just forgot. I slipped my mind. I didn't think about that. It's like, okay, you just happened to forget the one stop that you made that actually connects you to the crime that you're now suspected of. It's evidence of a guilty conscience when they leave out stuff like this, right? St. Fauci. Truly incredible. And I'm not just mentioning Dollar General out of nowhere. I actually was listening to a true crime story about a group that got killed in Florida. And that's actually what happened. They sort of caught them by finding out that they'd had an interaction with the victim of the murder at a Dollar General. And when they asked the people about it, and they all left out the fact that they'd stopped at Dollar General. And so that sparked a little bit of surprise. It's also very interesting how many times Dollar General is mentioned in true crime shows. There's something about that. There's something to that. But look, they are doubling down on COVID. They are now bringing out the mask mandate once again. They are now admitting that the vaccine does not, in fact, protect you from the Delta variant. And we have all sorts of information to back that up. But again, don't let a little bit of facts and logic get in the way of a good tyrannical overthrow of a once free country. Of course, we're a little bit more sophisticated now. Fox and Washington Post are actually demanding data from the CDC to back up their new guidance. But it doesn't exist, so I don't know exactly what they'll be supplied with. Dave Rubin has been locked out of Twitter for tweeting a harmful COVID tweet. He now says they're coming for everybody. Every single thing I said in that tweet is true, he said. I'm trying to find the actual tweet that he got kicked off here for. So I basically paraphrase what the president said today. That it spreads as easily as chickenpox, the Delta variant. And again, interesting they would use the word chickenpox, considering that chickenpox is literally a side effect of the vaccine. Shingles, actually a noted side effect of the COVID-19 vaccine. Pentagon calls COVID-19 a threat to national security, ways making vaccinations a requirement. But the CDC mask decision followed stunning findings on a Cape Cod beach outbreak. A group of vaccinated beachgoers changed our knowledge of the Delta variant. A week after the crowds descended on Provincetown, Massachusetts to celebrate the 4th of July, the holiday President Joe Biden hoped would mark the nation's liberation from COVID-19. Yeah. The jailer, right? The hostage taker being like, gosh, I really hope July 4th is the I hope it's the day I take my hand off your neck. Well, I'm really hoping July 4th is the day that you get free from this Delta variant, from this grip I have on your neck. It's like they're just acting like they're not the ones doing it. They're the ones doing this. Oh, but he's hoping that July 4th would be the day that he stops choking us to death. Once we're in touch with the health department and Outer Cape Health Services and we're closely monitoring the data, the manager of Cape Cod Beach Town became aware that a handful of positive COVID cases among folks who spent time there. The announcement wasn't unusual, with roughly half the country still unvaccinated and flare-ups of the virus popping up in various states. But within weeks, health officials seemed to be on to something much bigger. The outbreak quickly grew to hundreds, and then most of them appeared to be vaccinated. 882 people were tied to the Provincetown outbreak. Among those living in Massachusetts, 74% of them were fully immunized, yet officials said the vast majority were also reporting symptoms. Seven people were reportedly hospitalized. So one event in Gaytown, Cape Cod, revealed to everybody that the vaccine's not effective against the Delta variant. Provincetown itself is a rather symbolic representation of America and its decline over the last 200 or 300 years, as it was, I believe, the first place where the Pilgrims landed, where people who had been under political or religious persecution fled from England in order to set up a new religious, rather strict, puritanical colony here in America. And now that town is known as basically the gay capital of the East Coast. And it's like that's where the main Pride Festival takes place. And it's just interesting, isn't it, that that's the legacy of this once strictly religious, you know, experiment in creating a country. Now that place that should be revered as, you know, the place where our forefathers set out on this great adventure to tame the wilderness and create a civilization ruled by God and not by man, by the rules of nature and the universe rather than the dictates of tyrants. Interesting that that place would then become the gay capital of the East Coast. Two men develop oozing boils on their faces after receiving the Moderna jab. So there you go, folks. A new side effect just dropped here. This week, we've seen a lot of crazy side effects. One woman losing both of her legs and possibly both of her arms because of the side effects from the vaccine. Now we've got oozing boils on your faces because of the vaccine. And best of all, we're learning the vaccine doesn't even work in the first place. CDC internal report calls Delta variant as contagious as the chickenpox. The Delta variant is much more contagious, more likely to break through protections afforded by the vaccine, and may cause more severe diseases than all other known versions of the virus, according to an internal presentation circulated within the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Dr. Walensky, the director of the HC, acknowledged on Tuesday that vaccinated people with so-called breakthrough infections of the Delta variant carry just as much of the virus in the nose and throat as unvaccinated people and may spread it just as readily, if less often. Here's the secret, folks. We knew this was going to happen because it was obviously going to happen because COVID-19 is an RNA virus, which means it mutates quickly. It's why there has never been up to this point an mRNA vaccine or a vaccine at all for any sort of RNA virus, like the common cold. You can't vaccinate against it because it changes too rapidly. We knew this the whole time. So what are these vaccines? Well, it's the mark of the beast, folks. That's what it is. It's not curing you. It's marking you.
The biosecurity state is here. It's an anti-human eugenics operation, training us that humans are dirty, bad, and evil. The corrupt puppet Prime Minister of Canada, who says he admires the communist dictatorship of Xi Jinping and wishes to make Canada the same, has announced that they're buying vaccines for every person in the country all the way out to 2024, and that in 2024 you will again take two shots. And he says it'll be whatever Pfizer cooks up and wants to put in your body. This is the Rockefeller Foundation. They developed this whole plan with Bill Gates. They're now implementing it, and now they've announced that U.S. policy is set by the private Rockefeller Foundation. Of course, the Rockefeller Foundation, by the 30s, was the main funder of Adolf, Alois Hitler, and the eugenics at Cold Springs Harbor that trained the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Germany. InfoWars will continue to steadfastly fight this. I don't know how long we can. The enemy's coming for us all now. God bless and good luck. I would, again, get right with God right now.
But I'll tell you who's got five-star ratings when it comes to customer service. I'll tell you who built his network and infrastructure and has thousands of employees here in the United States and sources materials all over North America and from Africa as well, which he's proud of. That's where you get the good cotton, and then they put it together here in the United States. And that is Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is a patriot. Mike Lindell is fighting He is bold, and he's got his products in stock, ready to ship to you. When you use promo code Alex, you get the best specials they've got, up to 66% off with promo code Alex. Whether it's their entire line of sheets or human beds that are revolutionary and very, very popular, or animal beds for dogs and cats, or the great towels or the pillows that they're best known for. And he's done great. His people are great. They've really come through and taken us out of the red into the black. So thank you all for shopping at MyPillow.com, up to 66% off with promo code Alex.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in.
As we continue to get pummeled with headlines all saying pretty much the same thing, this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated are killing people.
They're killing people.
Nearly all of those being hospitalized in America are unvaccinated. Let's take a look at other countries. According to Business Insider, almost half of UK infections were among the vaccinated. But it says cases were milder, also relevant. The article also points out that cases seem to be plateauing in unvaccinated. Plateauing, in other words, leveling off. Little to no change. Also in UK on Tuesday, UK records highest number of deaths since March, despite COVID-19 cases falling. This sounds familiar. Dr. Robert Malone, a pioneer in the mRNA technology behind these vaccines, said just this in my recent interview with him, that the vaccine might help reduce disease, but could increase death.
That's paradoxical. There's some data, but it's all small data sets. And the thing that has folks like me, those of us that are kind of open and actively tracking what the heck is going on here, we've been worried about antibody-dependent enhancement for a long time. And I'm not saying ADE is happening right now, but things like seeing evidence, data suggesting that increased mortality in vaccinated persons that have been infected by Delta compared to unvaccinated that have been infected by Delta, all suggest the possibility of antibody-dependent enhancement.
Reuters says 60% of people being admitted to UK hospitals are unvaxxed. This is a shift from what Britain's chief scientific advisor said before. He corrected himself on Twitter, saying what he'd said in a press conference, that 60% of double vaccinated people were accounting for hospitalizations. Now, what he meant to say when he said double vaxxed was unvaccinated. Quite the slip there, Sir Patrick Valence. Suspish. Now let's turn our attention to Israel. It's considered to have one of the highest vax rates in the world per capita. But what's the headline on Tuesday? Israel records more than 2,000 new coronavirus cases, the highest number in 4 months. Over the past week, the number of Israeli coronavirus patients in serious condition has more than doubled. Moreover, a professor who heads a panel of experts advising the health ministry says restrictions have proven over recent weeks that they do not stop the spread of disease. And from Liberty Daily, data presented to the Israeli health ministry July 17, 2021, revealed that of the more than 7,700 COVID-19 cases reported since May of 21, only 72 occurred in people who had previously had COVID-19, a rate of less than 1%. In contrast, more than 3,000 cases, or approximately 40%, occurred in people who had received a COVID-19 vaccine. In other words, those who were vaccinated were nearly 700% more likely to develop COVID-19 than those who had natural immunity from a prior infection. And this is largely in response to the Delta variant, which has led to increasing infections in Israel. But wait, the Washington Post says we're not supposed to look at data out of Israel. Check out this headline. Vaccine doubters' strange fixation with Israel. There's one of those adjectives again. Dated just about a week ago, it touts a drop of new daily cases. Then the article admits seeing an uptick in cases, most among the vaccinated, but mocks anyone that would question that fact. It says this is really a matter of math, a base rate fallacy, according to epidemiologist Caitlin Jedalina. She says, of course, if a population is more vaccinated, we'll hear of more getting infected. But what if we use that same logic here in the U.S.? Of course, if there's more unvaccinated, we'll hear of more unvaccinated getting infected. One more news review of this Washington Post article. Author Aaron Blake mocks a cardiologist on Fox News for saying the Delta variant really is not protected at all by vaccines. And then just a few paragraphs later says the Delta variant means the virus will probably continue to spread even among vaccinated people and even in a strongly vaccinated country such as Israel. Because, listen up, the vaccines don't protect from transmission or symptomatic cases nearly as well. So pretty much this whole article uses a lot of words to contradict itself.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here, the host of the InfoWars War Room, and I am very excited about our latest supplement addition to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I've been supplementing with greens, fibers, and vegetable capsules for a long time, and so I was excited to hear that we were adding our own greens fiber caps to InfoWarsStore.com. But then I read the ingredients, and I was blown away. Listen to this. Organic pea fiber, organic alfalfa leaf, organic wheatgrass leaf, organic cilantro leaf, organic kale leaf, organic flax sprout, organic quinoa sprout. Ladies and gentlemen, all of these things are so incredible for your health. Just one of these ingredients can be a life-changing supplement for your health, and we've packed it all in to fiber green caps at InfoWarsStore.com. So I'm excited to add this to my supplement routine every day. I suggest that you do the same thing, and right now it's at an introductory price of $19.95. That's 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of American Journal has begun. We'll open up the phone lines this hour, and we will be taking your phone calls, and we'll also have a few other announcements. I announced this yesterday, but in case you missed it, we have a new phone number for you to text if you want those show alerts, because the service we were previously using to send out text alert messaging, I guess, figured out they hated America and didn't want to help us restore freedom to humanity. So they kicked us off their service, something that we're unfortunately used to at this point. So we've made a new phone number, and we implore you to text it. So if you have signed up for phone notifications before, you will not be receiving those from the old number. You got to text Wake Up USA to 833-637-1776 to get those alerts. Even if you've signed up before, you won't be getting those old ones. You got to sign up for new ones. If you haven't signed up yet, do so now. Text Wake Up USA, all one word, to 833-637-1776. 833-637-1776. Wake Up USA, all one word. You'll get those alerts. We also had somebody reach out to us yesterday on the show on Twitter at RealWesJones. And he asked, who would I talk to if I wanted to create and share an audio-only stream of the live feed? I can do it, but would like proper permissions, which I responded, of course, you have permission. Go for it. There's no limitations. That's always been the status here at InfoWars. That's why we give this stuff out for free. That's why Band.Video is free. You know how many other sites there are similar to Band.Video, but you got to pay a monthly subscription, or you got to be on their Patreon, or you got to subscribe in some way. We don't do that. It's all free, and it's all copyright free. Take this video, re-edit it, recut it, upload it to your own thing. Try not to get banned. I mean, that's what it's all about. It's about getting the information out there. So, you know, you don't have permission to go into our internal systems and do anything that way, obviously, but anything that's public is yours. Do with it what you will, and please do rebroadcast the audio form if that's necessary. Wes Jones says he couldn't listen to it while he was at, or he couldn't watch while he was at work, so he wanted an audio only, so we created his own, and he's posted it to his website. So I'll go ahead and retweet his link to it, and so you can go to my Twitter and find it there and listen to the audio only stream there if you'd like, because it's all about getting the information out in whichever way possible. And we really appreciate the audience going the extra mile to do stuff like that. I really think it's awesome. All right. Now, there's one thing that is like the headline that needs to be understood by everybody. It is quite simply the vaccines don't work. They don't work. That's it. That's the headline. That's what we're learning. As Gibraltar and Iceland see massive COVID spikes despite over 90% of the population being vaccinated. Stats coming out of these countries show vaccinated people are spreading COVID-19 as evidence mounts the vaccine is actually causing viral variants and infections, just as experts predicted. Gibraltar, a peninsula in Spain, almost 99% of the population fully vaccinated. That's according to information provided by Google. And we're seeing this phenomenon really all around the world. Gibraltar, Iceland, Israel. Any places that have a very high percentage of people vaccinated are experiencing a similar high rate of infections and even deaths. Meanwhile, places like Sweden that have never locked down and that have never had mask mandates are not experiencing any deaths in the entire country over the last week. So they're clearly doing something right. Can we please trust the science in this case? On Tuesday, it was reported by Israeli media that people who were already infected with COVID were 7 times less likely to be reinfected with those who were vaccinated than those who were vaccinated, speaking to the power of natural immunity. Likewise, in Iceland, an island where nearly the entire adult population has been vaccinated, COVID cases are similarly on the rise. New cases top 2,000 for a third day as Delta spreads. And they, of course, already have the green pass with the vaccine mandates. The country is a vaccinator's paradise, reported journalist Alex Berenson. 90% of people, 40 through 70, and 98% of those over 70 are fully vaccinated. So why are the cases rising? On Tuesday, Iceland's chief epidemiologist even suggested that some COVID-19 lockdown restrictions could remain in place up to 15 years. Also on Thursday, Singapore emerged as yet another country where the vaccinated appear to be spreading COVID, with the government revealing that about 3/4 of the new COVID-19 infections stem from vaccinated people. Vaccinated people make 75% of recent COVID-19 cases in Singapore, but few fall ill. Meanwhile, in Sweden, where the vaccination rate is hovering at a low 39%, the government is not enforcing face masks. There have been 0 COVID deaths. And likewise, in India, we're seeing that natural immunity is far superior to the vaccinated so-called immunity. How is this is from Josh Stiemel. How is Sweden going on 2 weeks of 0 COVID deaths despite 37% vaccination rate and the lowest mask compliance on the continent, while the U.S. is now discouraging travel to Israel because of COVID when they had one of the strictest vaccination policies in the entire world? It's just, I'm very confused at this. It must just be baffling to not know what's going on. It's just like, how do you maintain what you believe when every day is just a barrage of opposite information? Just like, take the vaccine. Somebody on Twitter, I just saw, I think it was Pete DeBrusque said, you know, just imagine being the type of person that like gets the tattoo of like a Band-Aid with like J&J and the date you got the vaccine. Like you marked yourself. You've gotten a tattoo to commemorate your victory over COVID, and then you get the virus and then you get it anyway. Yeah. Imagine getting that tattoo and then still getting the virus. That's what these people are going through. What is it like to be that person? What cognitive dissonance do you need to have in your mind? I wonder. Also interesting, 3:16, of course, is a very important Bible verse. It's a date that he got that tattoo, I guess, or that jab. Meanwhile, from New York Times, CDC internal report calls Delta variant as contagious as chickenpox. Saying there's 71,000 new cases per day on average in the United States as of Thursday. The new data suggests that vaccinated people are spreading the virus and contributing to those numbers, although probably to a far lesser degree than the unvaccinated. Probably. Yeah, probably. Just don't look into it. Just don't actually find out. We'll just say probably the vaccine is working great and these massive spikes in places where people are heavily vaccinated. Who knows? Who knows what justification they'll come up with next? Truly mind-boggling. CDC says the war has changed. The Delta variant of the coronavirus appears to cause more severe illness than earlier variants and spreads as easily as chickenpox. Are you scared yet? Are you scared yet? You should be scared, according to an internal federal health document that argues officials must acknowledge the war has changed. People actually think that they're in a war. It's really mind-blowing. There's a gimmick account on Twitter, you know, the posting L's accounts, Where I'll be like, liberals posting L's, journalists posting L's means that people posting examples of themselves losing. There's a really awesome one called vaccine users posting their L's. And I think maybe I'll go through this a little bit later. But it has a great example of people just being furious at their situation and then blaming the people that are not going along with their enslavement. It's just wild. You have this post on Reddit. I'm fully vaccinated. Been looking for an article to put my feelings into words. This is it. I'm beyond angry. I'm furious. Since mask mandates returned where I live, I've been filled with wrath towards the unvaccinated. It makes me want them punished. I want them to suffer this time. I want them to stay home this time. Why the F am I wasting another year of my 20s to protect some uneducated, stubborn, childish, science-denying morons? Tell me why! I've never been so angry in my entire life! Impotent rage. Be mad at the people locking you down, dirtbag, idiot, moron, slave. Just be mad at them. Like, how dumb can you be? And you have other people. We should just round up the unvaccinated people and put them in, let's say, gulags or prisons, something like that. Maybe we should create reservations for the unvaccinated and force them to go live there. We must dehumanize them and other them to break their will so that they comply. Okay. Yeah. All right. They broke your will by just, like, scaring you with the flu. You're going to break our will? Okay. Try it. And they are trying it, by the way. In Australia, there are literal COVID camps. I'll show you on the other side.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta. And you go into the point of being culled, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists. I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years. It is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, then we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeover is trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate-controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of a system rendered down to be servile minions of a system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize their great reset post-industrial world, which realizes it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is at the tip of the spear fighting it.
As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high-quality foods, three-month, six-month year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high-quality storable food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week, so take action now while you still can.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone line right now. 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call here at American Journal. Open line Friday. Give us a call about whatever you so choose. I'll take a moment to, mock and laugh at, people that actually have fallen for this crap and actually gotten the vaccine. And the way that the abuse is being used to convince people to hate their fellow human beings for not going along with the abuse. And we'll talk about a few of these things first. This from Thomas Massey. If you're surprised that they're now saying you might need boosters, tell me what you thought the space to record the third and fourth doses were for. And of course, he tweets out a COVID-19 vaccination card that from the very beginning has always had spaces for the first dose, the second dose, and then two blank spaces for other doses. This has always been the plan. It's always been there. How did you not know this was going to happen? Also, by the way, RNA vaccines have never been approved or made because RNA diseases mutate so quickly. This is the point. We've been telling you about this since over a year ago. And that's what Agent 2021, Ronnie Jordan 16 on Twitter says. You would have known this earlier if you'd just gone to freeworldnews.tv. Very true, Agent 2021. Mission accomplished. Spreading the good word, spreading the news. Let's take a look at some of these L's, shall we, and discuss them. This again from the Twitter account. Vaccine users posting their L's. Somebody on here, it's posted, they say, it's true, I tested positive despite being vaccinated months ago. Please stay masked, everyone, and keep me and my family in your duas, whatever duas means. And this guy, J. Rex Rosimuff, responds with a very brilliant, incisive example of the nonsense that we're dealing with. First, it's the vaccine works and is safe. And now it's your fault my vaccine didn't work. The vaccine works and is safe, and it's your fault that it didn't work. It's safe and effective, so I got it, but then I got COVID, and that's your fault because you didn't get it. It just, the cognitive dissonance that we're dealing with here is truly remarkable. Especially stuff like this. David Atkins, checkmark, approved, important person on Twitter, says this. The unvaccinated grasshoppers had their fun in the sun at all our expense while accusing us responsible ants of wanting a life in lockdown. We did our part and we want to enjoy life now. It's time to implement vaccine passports and make them stay home if they won't do their part. Now what he's referencing is the old fable of the ant and the grasshopper, and the grasshopper's laughing at the ant because the ant is working so hard all through the summer months. But then when winter comes, the ant has stored food and actually is prepared to weather the cold weather. And the grasshopper, while he was having fun, he didn't prepare and now he's suffering. I never stopped working. Nobody at InfoWars ever stopped working. this entire year and a half that COVID-19 has been around. We've never stopped. We've been going to work every single day. I have multiple friends that I know who've just taken the last year and a half off. They get paid way more from unemployment than they did actually working. So they just quit their jobs and have been living off the state. I know tons of people like this. There are literally millions across the country who have literally spent the last year and a half watching Netflix, ordering Uber Eats, living off the government, and acting like they're heroes for that. They're being told that they are the heroes for being lazy and doing nothing for an entire year. Meanwhile, the people that have actually worked for the entire year, we're being called the grasshoppers, right? We're the ones who have just been out having fun and living life while everybody else is suffering like they need to. You're suffering on your own choice. That is your own decision. I haven't stopped working for this entire year. I haven't stopped going to parties. I haven't stopped going to arcades or weddings or restaurants or stores. It's your choice. You are making this choice to be a slave. Don't be mad at the people that didn't choose to be a slave, that don't choose to be a slave. And it's just so ironic and such a reversal of common sense for this David Atkins to say that we're the irresponsible grasshoppers who are unvaccinated. We've never stopped working. While huge swaths of the United States have taken the last year and a half off and are acting like they're the heroes for this. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But it just goes on and on. Again, another post from Reddit with a character saying, I'm fine taking a third dose. Whatever makes me feel safe from COVID and makes this crap go away faster, it's just a shot. Just a shot. Yeah, just a shot. Just another shot. And just another shot. It's just lockdown. It's just mask. It's just the economy. It's just your children. It's just, right? I'm fine taking a third shot. Whatever makes me feel safe from COVID and makes this crap go away faster. Yeah, I'll just keep giving in and maybe that'll make it go away faster. You absolute morons. Look at Australia. Australia is now sending the army in to enforce the most extreme lockdown measures they've ever had. And they're one of the least hit by COVID. And they are the ones who have been under the most extreme lockdown this entire time. It's very clear, right? All of this trajectories are very, very simple. You take two countries, one that's had tons of vaccines, lockdowns, vaccine passports, all this sort of crap. And you look at Sweden, which has had none of that. And you look at the results. Well, Sweden's doing a lot better than these other people. There's a lesson there. You look at a place like Australia that continually capitulates to the demands of lockdown, that continually goes under harsher and harsher lockdown. They never resist. They always capitulate and they're always put under further and further lockdowns. The people that resist, the people that stand up, the people that refuse, people in Florida and people in Texas, people who've forced their government to rescind the mask mandate and rescind the lockdown, we're doing fine. And we're not being further oppressed by this insane lockdown crap. It's a quite simple direct correlation. The more you give in, the more they oppress you. Let me repeat that for the morons out there. The more you give in, the more they oppress you. It's not the, what you believe is the opposite. What you believe is the more we give in, the more freedoms that you get. But every piece of evidence that we've seen over the last year and a half has shown the opposite is true. Just pay attention. Just look with your own eyes at what's going on around the world. And understand the only way out of this is resistance. The only way out of this is civil disobedience. The only way out of this is to say no. We'll just keep saying yes. We'll just keep saying yes. And in fact, there's more here, like this one. Breaking 911 says DC will require mask indoors for all people over 2 starting Saturday, regardless of vaccination status. William F. Tell, moron, says, I stood outside for hours last winter getting my vaccine and now DC pulls this? It's like, well, you already stood outside in the winter for hours to get a vaccine that doesn't work. So obviously they're going to make you do other stuff. It's like, I already did all of the things that they forced me to do without question and now they're forcing me to do more stuff without question. It's like, well, you gave in the first time. You already showed them you were willing to obey ridiculous orders and put yourself through misery to adhere to some unconscionable dictate. Of course they're going to double down, idiot. That's the point.
Jacob in Ohio. Welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living at a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence, get the product, support the InfoWars.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, it's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products. Alpha Power, even at 29, if you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it definitely works. It's not a joke.
Yeah. Absolutely.
There's one central fact of criminal psychology that criminologists all agree on, and that it's criminals are extremely pathological, even more than the general public. They do the same things over and over again, and criminals like to commit the same types of crimes over and over again. Well, guess what? It was Anthony Fauci and eugenicist globalists that ran the rollout of HIV and the mistreatment of it with AZT and other chemicals that actually killed more people than HIV. And they were the ones involved in viral research of viruses that would actually go attack the T lymphocytes in the body and create autoimmune disorders. The problem for them was the viruses would then break down and would be non-lethal down the road. That's why they need to roll out the COVID-19 and the vaccine, because now they admit the COVID-19 vaccine destroys your immune system, basically giving you the equivalent of HIV. That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
But I'll tell you who's got 5-star ratings when it comes to customer service. I'll tell you who built his network and infrastructure and has thousands of employees here in the United States and sources materials all over North America and from Africa as well, which he's proud of. That's where you get the good cotton and then they put it together here in the United States. And that is Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is a patriot. Mike Lindell is fighting. He is bold, and he's got his products in stock, ready to ship to you. When you use promo code Alex, you get the best specials they've got, up to 66% off with promo code Alex. Whether it's their entire line of sheets or human beds that are revolutionary and very, very popular, or animal beds for dogs and cats, or the great towels or the pillows that they're best known for. And he's done great. His people are great. They've really come through and taken us out of the red into the black. So thank you all for shopping at MyPillow.com, up to 66% off with promo code Alex.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential, because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, Vasobeats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Going out to your phone calls in the next 30 minutes, we're going to try to get to as many as possible, because at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, I will be welcoming Teddy Daniels, and we'll try to take your calls, at least take your questions for him as well. But we're going to try to get to as many as possible in the first 30 minutes. And then the last 30 minutes of this program, 10:30, I'll be welcoming Greg Reese into the studio, and we'll take your calls as well. But I really just can't get over this vaccine users posting their L's post saying, I stood outside for hours last winter getting my vaccine, and now DC pulls this in response to the fact that you now have to wear a mask if you're over the age of 2, even if you're vaccinated in DC. It's just, Learn your lesson, man. Learn your lesson. Don't capitulate next time. But again, it's just hilarious. Just like, I unquestioningly, slavishly obeyed your ridiculous orders last time, and you're giving me more? And now you're doing it again? You know that I am, you know, unfailingly obedient to your every dictate, and so you're ordering me to do more things? What? Yeah. Last time when they said, hey, go stand in the snow for 3 hours to get your vaccine, you should have not done that. Then maybe they would have understood, okay, we don't have power over these people. We can't just force them to do whatever we want. And you have Australian Prime Minister saying that if you die from the vaccine, it's your fault because it's your job to get informed consent from your GP prior to getting vaccinated. He also went on to say that vaccine deaths was simply a part of the pandemic prevention. Well, we've got to stop people from dying from the pandemic. If that means we have to kill people with the vaccine, that's just what we have to do. It's part of the pandemic prevention. We will mandate the vaccine. We will force you to get it. And if you die from it, it's your fault. All right. To my friends and family who still haven't been vaccinated, bite the damn bullet and get vaccinated. To my friends and family who are vaccinated, keep wearing masks and practice social distancing. This Delta variant is nasty. I should know because I tested positive yesterday and am currently quarantining in a hotel in Anchorage now. If I wasn't already vaccinated, I guarantee I'd be a lot worse than I am now. So get vaccinated and keep wearing masks and social distancing afterwards. Hope everyone's doing well and stay safe and healthy. Oh, okay. All right. Everybody needs to get vaccinated. I got vaccinated and now I have COVID. Okay. Of course, people advocating for prisons and gulags on Twitter. And then you have this posted. The base gym, which I guess is a military base, is now available only to vaccinated personnel. And I'm here for it. Great leadership decision. There's a sign. Immunized only facility. I'll tell you what, dummy. Nobody's immunized. You're not vaccinated. You are not immune. That is not what the vaccine is. We know that for a fact. In fact, the official story now is that it's 84% effective. The Pfizer is 84% effective. You are not immune. Nobody who gets the shot is immune from COVID. This sign makes no sense. But when mentioning this sign, I would like to refer to John Miller at MillerStream on Twitter as he quotes Thomas Jefferson saying, as we face mask and vaccine mandates, remember Thomas Jefferson said, when tyranny becomes law, rebellion becomes duty. So ladies and gentlemen, if you are ever faced with a sign that says something like immunized facility, it is your duty as an American to ignore it. It is your duty as an American, even if you don't want to go in there, you have to actually. You have to go in there. You have to flaunt in their face that you're not vaccinated and they have no right to keep you out of anywhere. Because there's no such thing as unvaccinated. There is natural. There is organic. There is just human beings as they are and have been for all of time. And then there are the guinea pigs. There are the experimental injection receivers. There are the gene editing experimentational chimeras walking around. They're not vaccinated because they're still getting the disease. They're not immune. They still catch the disease. They are victims of a medical experiment. And you don't have a right to preclude people that don't choose to engage in this. So even if you don't want to go in there, just go in there. Are you vaccinated, sir? Yeah, why not? I am. I'm very vaccinated. Oh, COVID vax? No, hell no. God, no, I don't have that. But vaccinated? Oh, yeah, I'm very vaccinated. Yeah, all the ones that I got when I was a baby, sure. Tinnitus or tetanus or whatever it's called. I got all that stuff. Yeah. I'm vaccinated. Yeah, very vaccinated. Well, do you have some proof, sir? No, I don't. I don't carry my vaccine card around. Are you kidding? It's too important. My vaccine card is too valuable for me to just carry around. I keep it in a safe under my bed. My gold. My birth certificate. Where it's important, where it can't be damaged. You're just going to have to trust me on this one. I'm super vaccinated. Ugh. The side effects, huh? Crazy, isn't it? What? Yeah, I'm vaccinated. I'm super vaccinated. God. Yeah, and they're like, oh, yeah, that guy's vaccinated. He's vaccinated. I recognize that. That's vaccination dance that he's doing. Where you're twitching. Your whole arm is hurting. It's been a month. It's going to go away, right? Yeah, just pretend you're vaccinated or don't. Just walk in, whatever. Just ignore those signs. Deliberately disobey them, okay? Meanwhile, it's not just insane people. It is just insane people. Correction here. These people are insane, but it's not just unknown anonymous Twitter users that we're talking about. Here is yet another blue check mark confirmed insane person. Congress should increase the income tax rate on taxpayers who are unvaccinated and who have no legitimate religious or medical reason to be unvaccinated to 99%. This could be done through reconciliation, meaning that our representatives wouldn't even have a chance to vote on it. They would just force it through. 99%. So this guy here advocating literally taking everything you own if you refuse to receive this shot. So in Harrison Smith's America, when I'm God Emperor of this country, God willing, one day, this is straight to jail. This is prison. That's prison right there. Free speech, absolutely. You advocate for this, you're a danger to humanity. And you will be punished. Let's go out to the phone calls. Jeremy in FEMA Region 5 has a comment about the coming vax mandate. Thanks for calling in. Jeremy, you are on the air.
Hey, brother. How you doing?
Good. Thank you, sir.
Hey, how's your back? We missed you last week, but I tell you what, Rob Dew held the fort down for you.
I hope Rob Dew had fun. He is one of the busiest dudes at this office, so I'm very thankful.
I can only believe it.
I know. He works like a dog, so I'm very glad that he was able to make the time to cover for me. But my back is feeling much better now. Thank you very much.
Excellent. Quick plug. Everybody needs to get the Green Fiber X2. I put some LBs on during the lockdown, and I tell you what, they're starting to roll off since I started taking that. I'm not saying it's a diet supplement, but it's working.
It helps, yeah.
Now on to what I want to talk about. Back in the early 1900s, from 1901 to 1903, there was a smallpox outbreak in the Northwest. And a gentleman, he was a pastor named Jacobson. He had received the shot when he lived in Sweden at 6, and he had a bad reaction. And when he came over here during this outbreak, they wanted him to take another one. He refused. So he took it to the Massachusetts Supreme Court. It actually went all the way up to the federal Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court ruled that whatever in the best interest of the public as a whole takes precedence. So basically, they're saying you're going to get a mandate if it's in the best interest of the public.
Right.
So it became known as, the Reasonable Act, the Reasonable Test, Reasonableness Test. So basically, you know, if it's for the public good, you're going to get it. Well, right. During that time, the New York Times, like they like to do, wanted to smear all the anti-vaxxers. And so they came out and said, you know, these people aren't intelligent. They're ignorant. They're not part of civilization. They're barbarians. You know, takes a special species of cranks, and they're deficient in power to judge science. I mean, we're seeing this smear campaign. You know, we can't question anything. We can't do our own research, you know. Stop. You're not allowed to look into that. Just trust us, you know, and yeah. It's coming. This vaccine mandate is coming. We see they're pushing it. They're going to push it on the military first, all the federal employees, all the federal contractors. How many people do work for the government?
You know? Yeah, it's huge. I mean, luckily, the Postal Service seems to be standing up against it. People have sent me some screenshots of veterans groups that they're in on Facebook of the veterans saying, this is not going to fly and this is not going to be happening. I showed you the video earlier today. We need to let them know. It's why I put out a video yesterday while I was driving home. You know, believe it or not, I was on air for 6 hours yesterday and I still felt the need to upload a 2-minute video to Twitter afterwards. But I was making it very clear. This will not stand. This is the hill we will die on because this is how we live.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here, the host of the InfoWars War Room, and I am very excited about our latest supplement addition to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I've been supplementing with greens, fibers, and vegetable capsules for a long time, and so I was excited to hear that we were adding our own greens fiber caps to InfoWarsStore.com. But then I read the ingredients, and I was blown away. Listen to this. Organic pea fiber, organic alfalfa leaf, organic wheatgrass leaf, organic cilantro leaf, organic kale leaf, organic flax sprout, organic quinoa sprout. Ladies and gentlemen, all of these things are so incredible for your health. Just one of these ingredients can be a life-changing supplement for your health, and we've packed it all in to fiber green caps at InfoWarsStore.com. So I'm excited to add this to my supplement routine every day. I suggest that you do the same thing, and right now it's at an introductory price of $19.95. That's 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material by accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit thebiopros.com today and protect your septic system. That's thebiopros.com.
This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled.
Thebiopros.com.
As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high-quality foods, three-month, six-month year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high-quality storable food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week, so take action now while you still can.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
We are building a religion. We are building
back, folks.
Bigger.
We are widening American Journal. Every time I hear this song, we're building a religion. It's called Comfort Eagle by Cake. I just picture like all of the stories of the LGBT, just like flags going up over the embassy, rainbow flags, right? It's like burning churches down, just like leading children in a parade. They're just like, this is our religion. We are building a religion. We're building it bigger. You will be involved. Resistance is useless. It is useless to resist us. That's the spirit I get. Out to your phone calls once again. We will be welcoming Teddy Daniels in the next hour for 30 minutes, then welcoming Greg Reese. So stay on the line, but let's get to as many calls as we can in this segment, shall we? Daryl in Kansas has a different perspective on Black Lives Matter for some middle ground. Okay, thanks for calling in, Daryl. You're on the air.
All right, Harrison, man. Awesome to talk to you, man. Just a little joke that I like to tell people. You were saying earlier, if you get the vaccine, you're not immune. I would like to disagree with you. The people the vaccine kills, they're very immune to COVID, and they won't be getting it. So, you know, that's always
one way to guarantee you never get COVID.
Yeah. Just take a jab, and maybe it'll knock you out and knock you out the game. You don't worry about it.
Yeah, you'll never get COVID. Yeah, it's very true.
All right, but something that I wanted to say, man, I believe that Black Lives Matter is a very powerful organization right now, right? And they're making a lot of moves. They're getting a lot of things done, but they're always going in the wrong direction. I think that they have valid points sometimes, but a majority of the times they just talk about what the news says and everything else. But something that I think gets a lot of passion, a lot of people so passionate in these marches and in these things, is the fact that the police are policing the police.
Mm.
And that is never going to get us just when there is actual wrongdoing. Now, granted, they do, you know, they don't kill people like they betray it, but they do ruin lives with doing things like, you know, planting evidence or, you know, for example, I know a lot of people who, you know, had weed or coke planted on them and then they become felons and they get caught up in the system and nothing happens to these cops. And then if they do get outed, they just go to another precinct and
they covered up. No, tomorrow. Look, you're preaching to the choir. I completely agree with you, which is one of the reasons why Black Lives Matter makes me so angry, is because I feel like for a long time there was a big movement that I felt like I was a part of that was calling out police abuse, would be posting videos and protesting against, you know, executions by police, innocent people or even criminals just being murdered in the street, or, you know, videos of people being shot or strangled to death. I mean, it was brutal and awful and horrific and a major problem. And then to have that movement and that energy and that really righteous and good, you know, series of protests be hijacked and turned into a racial aspect. It completely neutered the ability for us to actually hold the police to account because it blamed it on something that it wasn't actually the cause of it. And so now what's happening is you're going to have federalized police or private police forces that are going to be even less accountable, right? I mean, they're having a negative effect. So I completely agree with you, Daryl.
One thing that I think that we should do is we should take away that ability for the police to police the police, right? The people should be the ones that hold the police accountable for their actions. They don't need an internal affairs.
You know,
they don't need all these other organizations.
To a certain extent, you're right. There was, you know, police are able to get away with a lot of stuff. They are able to abuse their power. There's no doubt about that. But there is a system that ideally should go through. If you want to talk about, you know, improving that system, I'm all for that. But what we have here is the opposite effect. And, you know, just to bring up a common meme of this week, it's the boy who cried wolf. Now it's, you know, even just last week, there was a video of a cop planting drugs in a car. It turned out to not be that at all. But by the time the truth came out, the lie had already inspired a mob and a protest had happened. And so we need to pump the brakes, because now what's going to happen is you're going to have real police abuse go on and everybody's going to hear about it and roll their eyes and go, okay, this is probably another one of these, you know, outrages that isn't based in fact. It's the boy who cried wolf. If the people are getting outraged and, you know, jumping to conclusions with any semblance or any hint of police misdeeds, they're going to be wrong most of the time. And then when they're right, nobody's going to pay attention because they've been wrong so many times. So, you know, I think we need to pump the brakes a little bit. And if, you know, I asked the question on Twitter last week, you know, if Black Lives Matter was instead called something like Americans Against Police Abuse, you know, Americans Against Police Brutality, how much different would the world look like? Would the world look today if the movement wasn't divisive by race, if it wasn't, you know, based on a lie, if it actually was focused on stopping police brutality? We could have probably done some great things. Instead, what we have is a greater divided nation, burned down cities, laws in place that are completely opposite of what the effect will be. Good police officers leaving the force because they don't want to deal with the bull crap, meaning less capable officers are going to come in, which means more violence in the future. It's been total chaos and nonsense. But I do appreciate your point. And I do think that, again, the part that makes me angry is that this would be a place for common ground where people on the right, people on the left, who both hate the fact that there are these people with this abusive power that aren't held to account, suddenly we can't come together because this other movement has come in and caused it to be more divisive than it is uniting. So thank you for the call so much, Daryl. I do want to get to some others because we don't have that much time, but I do appreciate it. Patriot in Minnesota has comment about the CDC test. Thanks for calling in. Patriot, you are on the air.
If this is the case, what test is this being based on?
This is the so you're saying the PCR tests are invalid. Patriot? I'm not sure if he was talking to us or somebody else.
Yeah, if the
All right, let's go to Alex in Florida. Ideas to go after Gates and Fauci. Thanks for calling in, Alex. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. Hey, first and second, man. I absolutely love what you do in the morning show, and I'm very happy that I get an opportunity to talk to you, man. I think you're awesome. My girlfriend thinks you're awesome. We love watching you, and we try to watch the rebroadcast as much as possible because it's hard to get you in the morning.
I appreciate that very much. Thank you. I really do appreciate that. Good to talk to you as well.
Yeah, of course, man. So definitely wanted to plug DNA Force just because with all the shedding and everything going on and, of course, a vaccine that attacks your DNA, I just think that that's still one of the best and most elite supplements. It took me a while to work up the courage to spend the money, and now I can't stop buying it every month. It is incredible. It has natural blood thinners in it. And in the day and age where we're going to have to protect ourselves and protect the longevity of our DNA, which our spirituality is intimately tied to, metaphysics and quantum physics and all sorts of spiritualists out there have almost essentially proven that your electric vitality, your actual spirituality, your spirit's essence is attached to your DNA. So, sure. Of course, Bill Gates and all these demons want to attack us and attack our DNA with a vaccine. So everybody out there listening, please buy DNA Force. It's incredible. It's great for your mitochondria and great for your DNA. Take it every day.
Thank you very much. That's very true. And it is one of our more expensive supplements, but it's because it's worth it. It's because that's how expensive it has to be for us to get the ingredients that make it as powerful as it is. So, yeah, I appreciate that. And I'm glad you're happy with your purchase, sir.
Yeah, 1,000%. But so going to Gates and Fauci, I was just brainstorming the other day and I was like, how can we like really push the envelope and make it known that these people need to be, you know, at least thrown into court, but let alone arrested. And I started thinking back to the 2015-16 election when we were putting up Hillary for prison in all the skies across America. And I was like, all right, well, that's one idea. We should start flying banners and you know, having it say arrest Fauci, arrest Gates, Fauci equals COVID-19, something like that. And then I've signed multiple petitions through the years, you know, listening to InfoWars and, you know, different petitions for various different things that we were all, you know, in cahoots about. And I just started thinking, like, what if we had another petition that says we need to arrest Gates or Fauci? And then I started thinking, all right, well, what number would we have to call in the Department of Justice to blow them up? Like, in one day all across the nation that we agree upon, like, let's say a Saturday, everybody blows up and they get hundreds of thousands of calls, phone lines shut down with everybody. Hello? Hey, you need to arrest Fauci. Okay, sir, sorry, bye. But as soon as they hang up, hey, arrest Bill Gates. They're behind COVID-19. And then just inundate them with our opinion.
Because I like it. Yeah, calling C-SPAN, calling any sort of call-in show, like that'd be great. If any, you know, live show that you tuned into that day, somebody was calling in and saying to arrest Fauci and Gates. I like that idea, and I like the idea of like contest. Remember that was the Hillary for prison. It was like if you can, or Bill Clinton is a rapist, right? Bill Clinton is a rapist. If you could say that and get that on live TV, there'd be a prize. Maybe we can set something like that up. I think that's a great idea.
100%, because we saw the power that it had last time. And then if they're going to keep censoring us and kicking us off their platforms, all right, well, we don't need them. We still got phones. We're calling direct.
Take it to the real world. Fly. It's a great idea, Alex. I really appreciate the call. We're about to go to break here, but the crew pulled it up there. There is the Arrest Fauci and Gates t-shirt available at InfoWarsStore.com, and I believe there are stickers that say that as well, and any purchase you make from InfoWars typically has a big pack of stickers in it. So that's another great way to take this message to the real world. Go take a pack of stickers, go sticker up your town, and let people know we will not stand idly by as criminals and psychopaths attempt to destroy our very nature in their absurd and demonic attempts to gain power over us. We'll be right back with the third hour, folks. Stay tuned.
I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket, at InfoWarsStore.com. And we finally got them back in stock, the highest rate. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones at 50% off, $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them for $14.95 because I want you to get them and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The biosecurity state is here.
It's an anti-human eugenics operation, training us that humans are dirty, bad, and evil. The corrupt puppet Prime Minister of Canada, who says he admires the communist dictatorship of Xi Jinping and wishes to make Canada the same, has announced that they're buying vaccines for every person in the country all the way out to 2024, and that in 2024 you will again take two shots. And he says it'll be whatever Pfizer cooks up and wants to put in your body. This is the Rockefeller Foundation. They developed this whole plan with Bill Gates. They're now implementing it, and now they've announced that U.S. policy is set by the private Rockefeller Foundation. Of course, the Rockefeller Foundation, by the 30s, was the main funder of Adolf Alois Hitler and the eugenics at Cold Springs Harbor that trained the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Germany. InfoWars will continue to steadfastly fight this. I don't know how long we can. The enemy's coming for us all now. God bless and good luck. I would, again, get right with God right now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks, to American Journal. Third hour has begun. You can find and share this video at InfoWars.com and band.video. Now, my guest for the next 30 minutes will be Teddy Daniels. He is a congressional candidate. And you may have seen him because his latest campaign video is going totally viral. We're going to play that and then welcome Mr. Daniels to the show. Here is his viral advertising campaign, Teddy Daniels for Congress. Here it is.
That's better, Teddy. Look at you now. See, if you don't do it our way, we won't back you. We pick who wins and loses around here.
You know what? I'm not doing this fake, phony, elitist BS. It's not me. I don't need you, and I'm not going to let you clowns muscle me. I'm not doing this for you.
I'm Teddy Daniels, and I'm running for Congress in Scranton, Pennsylvania. You know, Joe Biden's hometown. I despise swampy, sellout politicians. And that's exactly why I'm running. I'm tired of these elitist suits who have sold out our country, and something needs to be done about it.
These establishment sellouts are completely out of touch with real America. They are nothing more than bought and paid for hacks who sell out America and the individual freedoms and liberties of everyday people like you and me. Hell, they'll even eat their own for a dollar.
They don't care about protecting your freedom of speech, your right to bear arms, or even Alexa security. They're more concerned about appeasing the left than they are standing up for us. Time to bring out the big guns. And the big guns are the millions of men and women in this country who feel as though their voices aren't being heard. I'll be your voice.
I did my part. I served our country in the U.S. Army. I survived gunfights with Taliban terrorists in Afghanistan. And they gave me a Purple Heart. If I was willing to risk my life for freedom when I was deployed overseas, you know I will take the fight to the enemies of this nation in the halls of Congress. We are at a pivotal moment in American history. If we don't act now, we could lose our freedom forever. They used to say socialism was at the door. Well, now it's in the building and coming down the hallway. It's time for we the people to take our country back from corrupt swamp creatures in both parties.
I'm in this fight for my family. And I'm in this fight for your family. I've been a fighter my whole life. This is a fight that I won't walk away from, and I've never backed down from anyone or anything in a fight. Send me to Congress so I can be your voice.
Harrison, how you doing, brother? Thank
Very
you
good.
For having me on. This is great. Technical issues are good.
Excellent. That's what we do here, solving problems. Well, it's very good to have you on as well. Of course, the ad that we showed in the first 5 minutes of this program is really blown up on Twitter. A lot of people talking about it. A lot of people have very strong opinions about it. I think it's great. I think it's a very powerful commercial. I think you say all the right things. And I'll ask you the same thing that I did to Joe Kent when he was on this program, congressional candidate in Washington, D.C. And I'll preface it by saying, we hear on the far right, and I'm sure you can feel this as well, we feel like we've been betrayed by candidates before. We've seen commercials like this. We've gotten really excited only to have them turn out to be Mitch McConnell in disguise. So I'm going to put you through the ringer, sir, and make sure that you really are as good as the commercial makes you seem. What makes you – what are your bona fides? What makes you you know, truly America first and different from some of the Republicans that we've been burned by before?
Well, I can tell you this. The Republican establishment absolutely hates me. They hate me.
Good. That's a ringing endorsement in my book.
Yeah, brother, you know what? And I own it because, you know what? I'm glad. And, you know, when you come to the mixed reviews on the video, it did exactly what it was intended to do. The swampy establishment rhino Republicans are on there talking trash about it. Well, you know what? Then I guess I know where you stand in the party. So, you know, the people of this country are sick and tired of the right that has sold us out for years.
Right.
For 20 years now, if the Republican Party at least had half of a freaking backbone, we wouldn't be where we are today with the left steamrolling us. And, you know, you see a lot of other ads. You see politicians out there all the time saying, we need to beat Nancy Pelosi. You know, this person or that person is Nancy Pelosi's lapdog.
Mm-hmm.
No. We need to strengthen up our foundation. We need to build our house of fighters to ensure that the Liz Cheneys, the Adam Kinzingers, the Mitt Romneys, the Toomeys never have an R behind their name again.
Well, I completely agree, sir. And I think, you know, what I thought was different about your commercial is the stuff you're saying. I mean, you know, because it's easy for somebody who's a corporate, you know, snake in disguise to use all of the, you know, very patriotic symbolism and that sort of stuff. But really underneath is not what we America First people truly believe. But what you actually express verbally in that advertisement is exactly what we believe. You say things like the right, the people on the right, the rhinos are more likely to appease the left. And that really is what they seem to want to do. They're very concerned about being called bad names, and that's all they care about. So, you know, beyond the style, the substance of your ad, I think, is exactly what we need to be pushing. So tell us about some of your main concerns and your main, platform, positions.
Well, the first and the big one, and again, a lot of the fights in this country right now, and this is more of a state fight than it is a federal fight, but the audit the vote in PA.
Right.
We need the audit. And if you have an R behind your name and you're sitting in an office in the state of Pennsylvania and you have not come out and backed Colonel Doug Mastriano, state senator, in this audit, you need to pack it up and go home. Just go home because you're not doing the fight for the will of the people of Pennsylvania. Okay. First and foremost, audit needs to happen. I've been very outspoken. I back Colonel Mastriano, state senator out of Pennsylvania, 100% in getting this audit done. And he's getting the same amount of resistance from the establishment in his own party than he is from the radical left.
Right.
The same resistance. So the whole uniparty system needs to go. It just needs to go. Second, the border. It's an invasion. Shut it down. Okay. If those people
right.
coming across the border were all voting Republican, that would be locked down tighter than Fort Knox, but it's not. All they're doing is bringing an invasion of Democrat voters in through the border to up their ranks. Okay. You have the social constructs that are absolutely destroying this country. You know, all these soft pansies with their pronouns, you know, ziz, zer, like, brother, I lose track of them. Okay. I'm a different generation. Okay.
Right.
I come from a family of tough men. Okay. If my father was still alive, he was a brick and stone mason. I could imagine going to my father and saying, you know what, Dad, call me Ziz or Zer or, you know, Xena Warrior Princess or whatever they like to call each other. Okay. the charade, the games need to stop. Not once in my day growing up did I have drag queen story time. Okay? The attack on America, on our values, on our culture. You had some jackass from the New York Times write an article that the American flag is offensive.
Yeah.
You don't like it? Pack your bags. Get out. Get out.
Right
Go
on.
To a country that you do love. Go there and live. And I'll tell you what. Go to Iran. Go to China. Go to Russia. And try pushing the same agenda that you're pushing here and see how that works out for you. I've been around the world. I've been in countries like this. Try coming out and pushing that agenda there. You hate America so much? Go there and do it. Go there. You know, I have a four-year-old son. His name is Jack Daniels, okay? My wife is awesome. She let me do it. All right? And you know what? Like, brother, what kind of future is my son going to have with this clown show going on in this country right now?
Nice.
It's not the future that I want for him. It's not the future that patriotic American people want for him.
Right. Right. And you don't have a choice. I mean, your kid is going to grow up in this country regardless. And that's what I don't understand. A lot of people see what's going on and they think, that's just those people over there. No, those people will be teaching your son when he goes to school. They'll be teaching your daughter. They'll be influencing them through the media. This is about the next generation, about protecting them from the pernicious influence of these very bad people in power. So far, you're passing my test with flying colors. Immigration, the audit, the drag queen story hour, and the more social issues. I'm right there with you. What about foreign aid? And what about the lockdown, COVID lockdown and masks and everything?
There should be no such thing. And I want to touch on something. You just played that clip of that little kid throwing that American flag. Okay. If that was my kid, my foot would be in his ass and he'd be launched about 3 yards away.
Not even because it's an American flag, right? Because it's decency. Because you don't encourage children to destroy other people's property, especially not the American flag. Am I right?
Too many people want to disrespect this country and disrespect this flag. I've had friends of mine come home wrapped in that flag. My grandfathers were buried wrapped in that flag. Okay? And again, you don't like this country, go somewhere else. Now the lockdowns, okay? I had to touch on that because I get fired up every time I see that clip.
Yeah.
These lockdowns, the government's responsibility with this whole COVID thing over the past year and a half, 2 years now, they should have put out a message and said, hey, we've identified a virus out there. This is what it can do to you. And these are the ways to protect yourself. And that's it.
Right.
That's it. Okay. Don't mandate masks. You're not going to put some shot in my arm. It's not happening. Okay. My son is supposed to start preschool this year. And, you know, I'm in liberal Tom Wolf state of Pennsylvania. And the CDC is coming out with these mask requirements. The governor's not saying a word because you know he's going to go right along with them.
It's totally absurd, and they're doubling down on it. We got to go to break. We'll be right back with Teddy Daniels, Twitter at Daniels Congress.
The world is awakening. The world is beginning to understand the globalist paradigm. They are discovering the globalist, the elites, the manipulation, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, the Bohemian Grove, the Club of Rome. And so, even though it seems like the globalists are winning, the truth is they've had to come out in the open to attack human freedom because they're actually losing. We have forced them out in the open. So as bad as these times are, and a lot of negative things are about to happen, realize humanity is winning. You've got to trust in the plan of God and trust in the plan of God's justice. That is invincible. That is ethereal, timeless, and unstoppable. So don't trust in man, trust in God to lead, guide, and direct your soul, and then take action against the globalists and realize you've got my commitment from Alex Jones and my crew to you. We will never back down from the globalists, and we will never surrender.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. A arrested, attacked, and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
But I'll tell you who's got five-star ratings when it comes to customer service. I'll tell you who built his network and infrastructure and has thousands of employees here in the United States and sources materials all over North America and from Africa as well, which he's proud of. That's where you get the good cotton, and then they put it together here in the United States. And that is Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is a patriot. Mike Lindell is fighting. He is bold, and he's got his products in stock ready to ship to you. When you use promo code Alex, you get the best specials they've got, up to 66% off with promo code Alex. Whether it's their entire line of sheets or human beds that are revolutionary and very, very popular, or animal beds for dogs and cats, or the great towels or the pillows that they're best known for. And he's done great. His people are great. They've really come through and taken us out of the red into the black. So thank you all for shopping at MyPillow.com, up to 66% off with promo code Alex.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to the program, ladies and gentlemen. My guest is Teddy Daniels. He's running for Congress in Pennsylvania's 8th Congressional District. He's an America First candidate. Excuse me. And, you know, he represents, I think, what could be a silver lining to the storm cloud that we find hovering over ourselves right now, and sort of the long tail results of the Trump administration. Trump may not have been able to achieve everything we wish that he did, but in his wake, we're seeing a rash of these new congressional candidates who don't have the support of the establishment and do represent the true America First spirit. You can go to his website, TeddyDanielsPA.com. His Twitter is at Daniels Congress. Now, Mr. Daniels, tell me about the 8th Congressional District. Do you have a chance there? I mean, is this solidly Democrat, or did they go Trump?
Brother, this district went for Trump in 2016 and in 2020. Trump actually beat the last congressional candidate by a spread of about 9 points. Wow. So the Washington Post, those liberal hacks down there, they did an article praising our little scrawny, current, afraid of his own shadow congressman as the last liberal left in Trump country. Oh. So we're going to win this back. This is our district. These are my people.
Well, that's fantastic. And I know you are an entrepreneur, you owned a business, but you've really gone all in on the congressional run and have actually sold your business in order to focus on politics and representing your community. Is that right?
Absolutely. You can't run a business and run for federal office at the same time. This is a full-time job.
Very cool. And so, you know, everything so far that you've talked about, I've been on your side in terms of policy, from immigration to the audit of the election to the lockdowns. Obviously, I know your stance on gun rights, and I'm right there with you on that.
Awesome.
Just give us again your pitch to the voters of Pennsylvania as to why you make the better choice, because you still have to win a primary. Is that right? You're up against another Republican in a primary before you go to the general?
Not at this point. And quite honestly, the powers to be have been trying to actively recruit people.
Really?
And everybody that they recruit says, man, I'm not running against Teddy. I'm backing them.
Okay, so, good.
Yeah, there's a lot of backlash on the establishment right now, which is beautiful.
Okay, that's very good. And so the only person you're going to have to go up against is the incumbent, I suppose, the current Democrat that represents your district now. Is that right?
The socialist.
The socialist, yeah, okay.
Scared socialist, yeah.
Okay, very cool.
That's going to be it. And quite honestly, we're bringing the fight, and we're going to get it done. There's brother, you know what? I've been in fights my entire life, and come hell or high water, this one's getting won.
Yeah, you know, I can tell. You definitely have that determination that's necessary, because, yes, you are going up against not just the Democrats, but the entire establishment. Talk to us a little bit about that, about the division, because what I always understood Trump as is he represented a revolutionary spirit that broke the mold of the two parties. He destroyed the Bushes just like he destroyed the Clintons. That's been co-opted over the last 4 or 5 years where, you know, his support has been slowly but surely pulled back into the fold of the Republican establishment. Tell us about that division and what the America First, you know, mold-breaking position, what that's all about.
President Trump is the leader of the Republican Party. Regardless of what the establishment has to say, regardless of what war pig Liz Cheney has to say, President Trump is the leader of the Republican Party. And like you mentioned, you cut on it earlier. Republicans, conservatives, and American people are tired of our elected representatives getting bullied and pushed around by the left. And I'll tell you what, you see what this is right here? This is a backbone. This is what the Republican Party's been missing for the past 20 years, because not only have they allowed us to get to this point today, they've enabled it. So when I come to D.C., I'm bringing a spine. I'm bringing a backbone. And we need more people just like this to bring a spine and a backbone to local offices, to county offices, to state offices, and to federal office. If you ain't got one of these, keep your ass at home.
You're exactly right. There's something particularly worm-like. Invertebrae is a great way to describe the rhinos that are in office right now. And you can always tell there's certain things that they deviate from the rest of the population from, because I think what you represent is what the American people want. We don't want pansies that roll over, that just lose gracefully. We want people who are aggressive and they're in their face and that actually stand up and aren't afraid to be called a bad name because they know it's nonsense and BS and they're mad because they hate our freedom. Like, it literally is as simple as that. So there are a few, you know, certain places where they deviate. We have Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Paul Gosar and I believe Louis Gohmert going and actually bringing awareness to the January 6th prisoners, while on the other side, Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell are talking about Cuba and threatening us with lockdown. So where do you land on this divide? And, what do you think about the January 6th detainees, I guess I should ask?
You know what? They are actually political prisoners right now, is pretty much what it is. They are not getting due process, and it's a shame, you know. And wasn't it Kamala Harris and AOC and a bunch on the left that were raising money for all the BLM rioters and everything else? Now, I've watched this January 6th commission on TV. I've actually had the liberal media hit me because I made fun of the four liberal security guards,
right,
that were crying on the hearing. Now keep in mind, I was a street cop. There's a big difference between a street cop who goes out there every day and puts his ass on the line and these Capitol Police. There's a difference between law enforcement and cops.
Right.
Okay. I wore the uniform. I wore the badge. I did the job. Okay. So, and they, of all the Capitol Police officers, they picked four.
Right.
Four that agreed with their narrative. So it's a sham. And Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney are giving – Nancy Pelosi is using them to give the committee standing, right, by saying it's bipartisan.
Right.
Which, you know, Kinzinger and Cheney, the last time they were Republicans was the day after they won the election.
Right. Right. Very good point. Yeah, that's extremely true. What about big tech? Any thoughts about what can be done about big tech censorship?
Let me ask you this, Harrison. I want to get on the oversight committee. Okay. I want to have Dorsey and Zuckerberg in front of me, and I want to question them about the censoring, about them banning people, about them shutting people down, about the false information, about their actual collusion with big government to silence the American people. Okay. That needs to be broken up. Big tech needs to be broken up. You know what fascism is? It's when a private company does the will of the government for the government. That's what fascism is.
Right.
And you have all these idiots running around with black masks on and with the purple hair, yelling, you're a fascist, you're this, you're that. No, brother, take a look in the mirror. What you were supporting is actual true fascism.
I could not agree more, sir. I've really enjoyed this interview. I wish we had longer. We'll have to have you on again. Hopefully, next time you're on, you're in office in Congress there, folks. Pennsylvania's 8th Congressional District needs to get out and vote for Teddy Daniels. The website is teddydanielspa.com. His Twitter, at DanielsCongress. Thank you so much for coming on, Mr. Daniels.
Harrison, you're the man. Thank you, brother. Keep
Thank
doing
you
what
very
you
much.
Do.
You've passed my test and have my full endorsement, sir.
You're the man.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here, the host of the InfoWars War Room, and I am very excited about our latest supplement addition to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I've been supplementing with greens, fibers, and vegetable capsules for a long time, and so I was excited to hear that we were adding our own greens fiber caps to InfoWarsStore.com. But then I read the ingredients, and I was blown away. Listen to this. Organic pea fiber, organic alfalfa leaf, organic wheatgrass leaf, organic cilantro leaf, organic kale leaf, organic flax sprout, organic quinoa sprout. Ladies and gentlemen, all of these things are so incredible for your health. Just one of these ingredients can be a life-changing supplement for your health, and we've packed it all in to Fiber Green Caps at InfoWarsStore.com. So I'm excited to add this to my supplement routine every day. I suggest that you do the same thing, and right now, it's at an introductory price of $19.95. That's 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
As we predicted, the globalists are now launching a new lockdown. The first one has already destroyed the third world, already caused over 20 million extra people to starve to death, and it's caused massive supply chain problems across the Western world. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time for you to get high-quality storable food that's ready to ship while you still can at 2020 prices. We have the biggest, best company in the United States as our supplier. Their entire catalog is at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, but only for one more week. They've told us you can extend it one more week, Alex, but that's it. They won't do this sale again until November, and then the food prices go up in 2022. This is insurance you can eat. It's the highest quality, hundreds of high-quality foods, 3 months, 6 months, year supplies, all ready for you at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. Again, InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off on high-quality storable food, ready to ship, but it ends in just 1 week, so take action now while you still can.
There's one central fact of criminal psychology that criminologists all agree on, and that it's criminals are extremely pathological.
even more than the general public. They do the same things over and over again. And criminals like to commit the same types of crimes over and over again. Well, guess what? It was Anthony Fauci and eugenicist globalists that ran the rollout of HIV and the mistreatment of it with AZT and other chemicals that actually killed more people than HIV. And they were the ones involved in viral research of viruses that would actually go attack the T lymphocytes in the body and create autoimmune disorders. The problem for them was the viruses would then break down and would be non-lethal down the road. That's why they need to roll out the COVID-19 and the vaccine, because now they admit the COVID-19 vaccine destroys your immune system, basically giving you the equivalent of HIV. That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal. Watch live right now at band.video.
The morning of January 6th, 2021 was by far the largest peaceful protest for fair elections ever assembled in America. After decades of unanswered election fraud evidence from both political parties, the 2020 election was by far the most egregious. An issue once heralded by the American liberal, who is now flagrantly quiet on the issue while seizing total control of the system with the full support of the entire mainstream media apparatus, pushing their once sacred democracy over the cliff into tyranny, just as Plato predicted millenniums ago. What should have been remembered as a historic day for democracy was spun into a blatant lie. Aside from the murder of Ashley Babbitt, the small amount of violence that did occur was about what you would expect, considering how the FBI, who have faked and manufactured nearly 95% of every terrorist arrest they've made since 9/11, had agent provocateurs involved in the so-called January 6th insurrection from the start. Federal agent provocateurs who remain free and protected, while dozens of innocent Americans are being tortured in jail with complete disregard for justice. With no evidence of a crime, they are being held in unlawfully cruel conditions, ignored by the criminal media responsible for putting them there, and punished for speaking to the press about beatings and torture. We don't know much about them, but we do know Joe Biggs. After serving his country honorably as a soldier, he then became a voice for American justice. Joe Biggs is now being held in third world prison conditions for simply being present at the U.S. Capitol. He recently wrote of his 3-month experience in jail. He wrote of health issues he has experienced as a result of sleeping only 4 hours a night on a cold steel rack while not being allowed to work out and only given 10 hours of sunlight in 3 months. A soy-based diet with hardly any protein, mostly processed foods, and some kind of gelatin dog food-looking stuff. There is no privacy allowed for the toilets, and he is allotted a single shelf that nothing can be placed on. They are punished by losing the ability to talk to family and being stripped naked and locked alone in a bright freezing room. Joe Biggs wrote, "I have anxiety bad now. Panic attacks so bad I black out." What happened on January 6th, 2021 was a crime perpetrated by a corrupt government against the American people. This is evident to anyone outside of the brainwashed herd. Russian President Vladimir Putin has spoken out against these crimes, and yet former President Trump has not. Perhaps the worst part of all is how both liberals and conservatives remain silent. Like cowardly domesticated pets, they say nothing while dozens of innocent Americans are tortured in jail like war criminals. without any evidence of a crime. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
All right, folks, welcome back to American Journal. That is the latest from Greg Reese, American Gulag. Very powerful stuff. And, of course, all of Greg Reese's stuff is totally bombshell. And, you know, if you're going to share one channel from Band.Video, I really do suggest it being Greg Reese's, because you're able to consolidate so much information into these very small, bite-sized little pieces of information, these little information grenades that you're dropping. Of course, I'm joined by Greg Reese right here. How do you choose topics when you go through and, like, pick a video?
You know, really, it's, I would say through prayer, really. Sometimes it's obvious. Sometimes, like this one was, Joe Biggs was obvious because it's been on my mind. Every time I think of these prisoners, the first thing that comes up is like, why aren't we talking about this more, kind of thing. Right. And then once I read the letter by Joe Biggs, it was an obvious thing. I was like, well, somehow I got to do something about this somehow. But if I'm looking for something, and I don't know of something, and there's so many stories out there and you can't do a report on everything.
Right.
Then I'll, put my head down and humble myself before, you know, the all and everything, power that pumps our human heart that we don't understand, and ask for guidance and ask, you know, what would be the most effective story to do next. And then I just try to listen and hope to feel the inspiration from there. And then, from there, but that's that's a good way to go. I would recommend, that's my suggestion to everyone, everywhere, on anything.
Right. Right. Always a good move, humbling yourself to the universe. Because it's like, I feel like 10 times a day, I'm thinking that exact thing where you know, you're reminded about what's going on with the January 6th guys. So they've been in there for months on end with no end in sight and nobody standing up for them. You think, my God, this is the only thing I should be covering today. Like, this is it. This is the worst thing possible that's happening in the world right now. And then you see something else and you go, my God, why are we not talking about this? There's so many things from, just obviously the mask mandates, the lockdowns from, Australia. At the same time, it's like what's happening in China with them holding, they're gathering literally thousands of ships with millions of troops, and there's new nuclear, you know, plants being discovered there where they're creating weapons of mass destruction. It's like, we're just being assaulted every minute of the day with just like the most important thing you can possibly imagine. And it's almost overwhelming to me. I don't know how you feel.
No, it is. I think for everyone, and everyone I'm talking to is experiencing the same thing. I think if you're on planet Earth right now, the only ones who aren't overwhelmed are maybe the ones out in the, third world that aren't experiencing any of this psyop.
Yeah.
Part of it.
Yeah, because even the people that like go along with the system are now getting overwhelmed. I mean, it's on purpose, right? It's just like the fear porn is just being poured down their throat. But you know, I think before there was more of this just like, we understand what's going on. The system is working fine. Don't ask questions. We're elite and superior because we don't ask questions and we know everything is working perfectly. But now that's been pulled out from under them. So now they're hysterical and we're all kind of in this boat of just like pulling our hair out, wondering what the hell comes next.
The best thing I think that we have gone for so far is that we've remained calm, because violence does solve a lot of things if you look in the past.
Right.
But however, they have the game set up in a way right now where, I mean,
it's rigged,
and there's really no, I mean, when you actually think through it, the only violence that really comes to mind is going to happen in your home when they come to your home, kind of thing, right?
Right.
And that's just a total chaotic mess. So, this is really a time to humble yourself before the creator, the God, and look for guidance. Cause there's a guidance in here. There's miracles to be found, but yeah, we're overwhelmed and we are in the death phase. I was telling you before the show, like that's what I have on my notes to talk about here, based on a meme that I've been seeing going around on Facebook. Unfortunately, I haven't been deleted from Facebook yet. They're about to. I'm on a 30 day ban right now. They keep getting me on 30 day bans, but anyways, I still see the garbage that's being spread out there. And one of the things I saw was a meme, and I've seen it a few times. I guess that's what a meme is. And it's basically, there's different versions of it, but basically it's, I'd take a bullet for this country is the same guy who won't take a shot for his neighbor.
Right.
And it just, I mean, you could write a book about it, like.
Right, right. The levels of like cognitive dissonance and weird assumptions that are being made. I mean, you're right. It's one of those, it's a simple sentence that would take an hour and a half to really dig into.
But yeah, but basically on the surface, it's basically that people, and it's not the fact that a lot of people are sharing it, kind of right. Like it's a, yeah. What do you guys, and basically it's like what I'm getting is like, it's, they're conflating the idea of, dying for your country by fighting to protect your neighbors by dying for your country simply because your country's telling you to die. You
know? Right, right. It's a death cult. I mean, it's a suicide cult. And you did that great report on Jonestown, that we talked quite a bit about. We'll talk about that and a little bit more because we have entered a new phase. I've been saying it, you know, this is the show trial phase of the communist taker. We have show trials and, political prisoners. I mean, this looks just like what we've seen in history and we know where it goes.
I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket, at InfoWarsStore.com. We finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones. It 50% off, $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them for $14.95 because I want you to get them and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jacob in Ohio, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living in a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence, get the product, support the info. War.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, it's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do was say I love the products. Alpha Power, even at 29, if you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Oh, it definitely works. It's not a joke.
Yeah. Absolutely.
The biosecurity state is here. It's an anti-human eugenics operation, training us that humans are dirty, bad, and evil. The corrupt puppet Prime Minister of Canada, who says he admires the communist dictatorship of Xi Jinping and wishes to make Canada the same, has announced that they're buying vaccines for every person in the country all the way out to 2024, and that in 2024 you will again take two shots. And he says it'll be whatever Pfizer cooks up and wants to put in your body. This is the Rockefeller Foundation. They developed this whole plan with Bill Gates. They're now implementing it, and now they've announced that U.S. policy is set by the private Rockefeller Foundation. Of course, the Rockefeller Foundation, by the 30s, was the main funder of Adolf Alois Hitler and the eugenics at Cold Springs Harbor that trained the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Germany. InfoWars will continue to steadfastly fight this. I don't know how long we can. The enemy's coming for us all now. God bless and good luck. I would, again, get right with God right now.
But I'll tell you who's got 5-star ratings when it comes to customer service. I'll tell you who built his network and infrastructure and has thousands of employees here in the United States and sources materials all over North America and from Africa as well, which he's proud of. That's where you get the good cotton and then they put it together here in the United States. And that is Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is a patriot. Mike Lindell is fighting. He is bold, and he's got his products in stock, ready to ship to you. When you use promo code Alex, you get the best specials they've got, up to 66% off with promo code Alex. Whether it's their entire line of sheets or human beds that are revolutionary and very, very popular, or animal beds for dogs and cats, or the great towels or the pillows that they're best known for. And he's done great. His people are great. They've really come through and taken us out of the red into the black. So thank you all for shopping at MyPillow.com, up to 66% off with promo code Alex.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks. Greg Reese and I just talking about our love of Japan here during during the break, but really talking about the fact that what's going on right now is of such vital importance in America, around the world. I mean, we are in a true historical crux at this point, where the fate of humanity is up for grabs and in the balance. And God only, you know, God willing, we'll be able to throw our weight on the side of good and humanity and freedom and against the, you know, AI technocratic takeover and help set humanity back on the right course. So I don't know. Where do you want to go with this? You have some notes. Of course, you mentioned that now we've entered the death phase, this death cult self-sacrifice bullcrap we've been indoctrinated into.
Yeah, it's almost like a horror movie. It's almost like we're in a horror movie where humanity is being sort of manipulated into destroying itself, into turning on each other. And, you know, the meme I mentioned earlier about, you know, conflating dying for your country in war to like taking the shot for your neighbor, you know? So it's like, there's that version of it where there are people that seemingly have been brainwashed and convinced into like a suicide cult of it. And like, you know, I think during a break, I even said, if the mainstream media was to come out and announce that,
oh yeah,
that this vaccine is killing you and it's going to probably kill all, you know, in 2 years, blah, 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 and they just came out and let everyone know that, I would be willing to be bet, or I wouldn't be surprised if about a third of the people that got the shot, if their reaction was, well, everybody better get the shot then, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, what's up? Everyone, you know, because that's...
We all need to die. Right. I can't just die. Yeah.
So people know the idea of trying to wake these people up at this point, that's yesterday's paradigm. That's not today's. Like the people we're dealing with today, a lot of these people know what's going on.
Right.
At least as with as much consciousness as they're able to achieve, and to try to expect a leap in evolution, spiritual evolution for the masses that's insane. So yeah, we're in a phase right now where I think it's very important to recognize that we're facing death. We're at death's door.
Right.
You know?
As a nation, as humanity
itself.
In every
sense of the word.
Yeah.
Yeah, in every sense of the word. And so, the best way to, if you haven't made peace with your death, and now's a good time, and it actually gives you strength, and it's the only way you're really gonna win and do anything great in life, in my opinion, is to recognize the fact that you're going to be dead. If your ears are picking up vibrations right now and your brain is decoding it, then that thing you're in right now is going to be dead.
Right. You know? And it's funny that we started this conversation talking about Japan, because that is a sort of key aspect of the Bushido, you know, warrior's way, the samurai code, was like, that's the first step, is being okay with your death, which is the same thing that Christian martyrs, believe, you know, once you come to terms with the fact that you're going to die and that, you know that you've lived your life in a way that you have no regrets, or even if you do have regrets, you know you can get forgiveness for it. There's something very, very powerful about accepting the fact that you're going to die and living as if you're already dead. And that's what that's what the samurai used to do, and it gave them great power.
I learned about it from the Tibetan death meditation. So like, yeah, every culture has it, but basically the Tibetans, it was simple. You would just sit there and close your eyes and imagine yourself dying and rotting and the flesh falling off your bones and the bones turning into dust, and just kind of, and the idea was just to do that, until you could do it with a smile on your face and be like, you know, be like not bothered by it, not emotionally triggered by it.
Right. Well, cause it's interesting, you know, going back to what we were talking about earlier, how we're in between a rock and a hard place. Basically, they have the game rigged against us. And, you know, sometimes I'll be covering stuff, and I know Owen went through this yesterday on the Alex Jones show, where he got a little bit heated and said some things. I think he kind of, you know, was like, I don't mean that. And I do the same thing where, you know, when you have somebody saying like, we're going to take your children away and you're not gonna be able to eat food if you don't take our vaccine. And then, you know, I'll say something, that maybe is not the most advisable thing. But then I have to clarify and say, look, strategically, the only way we lose entirely is with violence, right? If somebody goes out and commits violence, if we try to, you know, be violent, it gives the powers that be every excuse they've been dying for to just unleash on us. And so we're in this very weird position where like we desperately want to fight, but can't and don't know who to fight and don't want to hurt innocent people and don't, you know, so it's, we're in such a tough spot right now. And at a certain point, you know, when Joe Biden is like, I think the federal government could mandate vaccines. Half of me is just like, do it. Do it. Give me an excuse. Give me a reason. Come to my house and try to inject something. Please let's start this. I'm sick of waiting.
Well, that's an interesting point because I was talking to someone in Florida when I was on vacation. And one of the very few times where current events came up because I was trying to avoid it.
Right.
And it came up and this young woman I could tell she was under the impression that the communist takeover of America could happen smoothly and peacefully.
Right.
And
as
I had
they
to,
always do, right?
And I had to interrupt her and remind her. I'm like, no. It's nice here. You love it here. She wasn't born here. She wasn't from here. I'm like, I get it. It's wonderful here. It's wonderful. Like we're in Florida, not worried about any of that stuff. Just chilling, doing what we want. Not bothered by any of this stuff. But the reality is it's going to be worse than the Middle East here in this in what's now this pleasant jewel on earth. It'll be worse than the Middle East because we've got, I don't know, let's say 100 million people that are willing to fight on a mental level. Okay, push comes to shove. Obviously, 100 million aren't going to be fighting.
Mm.
But I bet 100 million would at least show would be, what's the word? They would, give shelter to to those that are willing to fight. And so all you need is a small amount to just, and then our duty then is to wreak havoc against the enemies that are occupying our government so that they have no smooth transition of anything, you know?
Right. Well, but that's the issue, isn't it? Because you know what happens then is they go, oh, send in the UN, you know, help, you know,
sure.
You can't see Joe Biden, you know, standing up there going, we need troops from China to come here and help us put it down.
It'll take generations.
Yeah. And it has, and that's the crazy thing. You know, we were talking a little bit earlier, I guess during a break, about Gulag Archipelago and the fact that, you know, people see things like the Nazis, which was really a flash in the pan historically. It was a couple years they were in power and they were able to wreak havoc, you know, in their own right during that time. But the communists were in power for 80 years. I mean, this stuff doesn't just come and go. You know, it doesn't just rise up and then crash. The communist Chinese are still in power with their slave camps and their suicide nets. So if we allow this to happen, it could be this way for centuries. I mean,
yeah,
literally.
Absolutely. Right. And that's the thing. It's like once we lose it, it's gone.
Right.
And then it's a guarantee that the only way we get it back is through massive violence.
Right. And that's the cliche, right? You can vote your way into socialism. You can vote your way into communism, but you have to fight your way out of it. And who knows if you even can fight your way out of it. The USSR lasted for 80 years with the most powerful, you know, other polar power opposing them and trying to undermine them at every turn. If America falls to this communistic ideal and this world government creation, there's nobody to stand for us. There's nobody coming to save us. There's nobody fighting on our behalf. We either resist this and prevent this now, or that's it.
I agree. I'm in a position that's interesting because I don't really have any family friends around here. I'm outside of work. I go home and I'm alone pretty much. And so I read about people that are dealing with people in their family, you know, that are for the shot, you know, and struggling with all that and stuff like. And, you know, so it's easy for me to say this because I'm alone, but it seems like we're in a point now that if we don't start dealing with our friends and family and neighbors who are literally voting and pushing us over the cliff.
Right.
In every way. If we don't do something about it, if we don't like take them out in the backyard and maybe slap the crap out of them or something like right. That's what would happen in a movie. If it was a movie of reasonable people, I think we would see that. I think we would see like, look, you're going to kill us all, right?
Right.
But instead we just quiet. We're just silent. Like,
Yeah. No,
so
it's infuriating.
Like maybe we deserve it. You know, if we're not going to, I mean, I'm yapping as much as I can, I guess, in my way. But that's still, I mean, you know, I suppose I could do more. But, you know, and I'm just saying, it's like if we don't stop this from going that way, then yeah, like you said, it could be there for decades.
Yeah, forever, or just collapse into chaos. And, all this civilizational achievement we've achieved over the last 5,000 years that humanity has been
working
towards, which is amazing. Yeah, it could all be gone, right?
And it's actually like the best thing about humanity is the ability to create like a peaceful, cool place in the jungle. You know?
Right, right.
At first, I remember a time when I was younger where I thought maybe we'd all be better off if we were just, you know, animals in the jungle. When I was younger, dealing with my frustration with corruption and government, something like that. But as I've gotten older, I realized, no. I mean, that's the achievement. The achievement we made is somewhere where kids can play safely in the streets.
Very true. And build great things and go to the moon. And like, we want to see humanity achieve once again. Yeah. And honestly, I think the pushback is monumental. And I think a lot of people feel like we do. And I think we're going to make it through this. I really do, Greg.
Good.
Greg Reese, everybody.